Huron Regional Medical Center, Carr Chiropractic Clinic in Huron, Real Estate Connection, Elmline Brothers, Vision Care Associates. The Tigers are also brought to you by the Norby Center for Recreation, Ryan's Hangar Restaurant, Hartman Physical Therapy, Farmers Union Insurance of Huron, Blaine Anderson, TV Sports, The Scoreboard, South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Gary Zell Auto Glass, First National Bank, and Kurtz Heating and Cooling.
Here's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year, and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Good afternoon, high school basketball. It's the Huron Tigers hosting the Sioux Falls Jefferson Cavaliers as we have the girls followed by the boys. Again, a little late start, but that's becoming the norm here for the most part with our double headers. Sioux Falls Jefferson has a good squad back, a couple of college caliber players. They come in with a record of 9-2. They are ranked number 2 in the state, ironically coming off one of their two losses of the season. They fell to Harrisburg on Thursday, so they're looking to get back on track. Huron Tigers coming off probably their best performance of the season as they defeated Brookings on Tuesday here at the arena. Now they want to see if they can build on that as well. Talk to both coaches, Sean Tiva Pruitt, head coach of Jefferson, the only coach they known, but of course the school only in its third year of existence. We talked to Sean Tiva. We'll talk to Huron Tiger coach Cody Kaufman. Those interviews coming up after we take this time out on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Getting set for our doubleheader here at the arena this afternoon. Sioux Falls Jefferson in to play our Huron Tigers. Jefferson girls up first here. Shantita Pruitt, their head coach. They come in with a record of 9-2, number 2 ranking in the estate. And coach, just past the middle point of the season, 9-2. Got to be happy with a lot of things you've seen.
Yeah, absolutely. It's crazy to think how fast the season goes. I feel like January hits and then it's like, wow, we're already getting towards the end. But no, we're enjoying the season. We're continuing to grow and hopefully we can continue that tonight.
I see you have some size. I see some names I recognize. You have a good mix here.
Yeah, we do. We, we have size. We're a little undersized that time when certain people are out, but that's where we try to rely on our quickness and, you know, getting up, playing defense, and letting our defense create some offense for us. So,
well, you mentioned the quickness, and Coach Kaufman's already told me you like to press.
Yes, yeah. We like to play, you know, man-to-man defense, and like I said, have our defense create our offense. That's kind of just what we've been about for at Jefferson. So I'm hoping to do that tonight and be smart and not foul.
Now, as far as the Huron Tigers go, Tigers have been playing well. Just don't always have anything to show for it. Played very well against Mitchell and Harrisburg, and I'm sure that caught your attention.
Yeah, absolutely. Huron's a good team, and you know we have to be ready to go. We have to get to shooters. You know, they are quick, they're patient on offense, and so you know it's going to be a battle, and we got to make sure that we're ready to go and control what we can control. But yeah, like I said, they're a good team, and hopefully it'll be a good game tonight.
And as I said, just past the middle point of the season, obviously at 9-2, there's been a lot of good things here. What are some things you want to see this crew work on here now before we get to SODAC?
Yeah, we just want to continue to work on the little things, you know, offensively, making sure that we're crashing the boards, hitting our screens, setting up our screens. You know, I feel like that's stuff that this late in the season can be easy to just kind of go through the motions. So we're really focusing on those type of things. And like I said, our defense, just continuing to grow at that, to be able to press, to be able to rotate. And, you know, the biggest thing that we want to continue to work on is just talking, helping each other out on the defense and the offensive end. So that energy and attitude is what we always talk about.
Shantiva Pruvit, head coach of Sioux Falls Jefferson. Timeout on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Boys track for this Huron Tiger moment. The 1952 boys track team was loaded as they won the state title. They were led by three future Huron Tiger Hall of Famers, Larry Zwanziger, Dean Oliva, and Jerry Bales. Also, the coach, Dwayne Clodfelter, also a member of the Huron High School Hall of Fame. 1952 boys.
Here goes Cody in 3, 2, and 1.
Huron Tiger scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Continue our pregame here. Doubleheader coming up here on Tiger. Sioux Falls Jefferson Cavaliers. A girls game up first here on Tiger. Coach Cody Kaufman joins us here on girls. Coming up the record of 3-6. Good all-around win against Brookings on Tuesday. And, Coach, I think that was the Brookings night. That was where you thought this team can do this sort of thing. They won in a couple of different ways, had a lot of girls contribute, and it was just a good all-around win.
Yeah, I thought we played pretty well offensively and defensively. Like I said, we hang our hat on, you know, getting stops and playing defense, and our goal is always 40 points or less for the opponent. So we did that on, you know, on Tuesday night, and then we struggled a little bit first half, I thought, with offensively, but we made some adjustments at halftime, and then just started knocking down some shots, right? So hit some big threes late in the third quarter, early fourth quarter, and kind of extended it to 15, 16, 17, and just kind of held on from there. But you know, one way to close out games is making free throws, and, you know, we shot the ball really well from the free throw line on Tuesday night.
Well, now a whole different thing here today with Sioux Falls Jefferson coming in. They're second ranked in the state. They have a couple of college caliber athletes on the floor, and they're going to be in our grill the entire 32 minutes.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be pressure packed. I mean, you know, it's hard to simulate that in practice. It's going to be hard for the girls to adjust to it. But we're going to have to, you know, in the first minute, 2 minutes, we're going to have to adjust to it. And if we don't, it's going to be a long day for us. So, they're going to be a made shot, missed shot, you know, inbounds, whatever it is. They're you know, picking up at 94 feet, and they're all over us. And, you know, we got to be able to break the press for one, and then we got to be able to get our shot. You know, they want us to race down and jack up the first quick shot we can get, and race the other way and get layups. So it's going to be a tough test today, obviously, as being the number two ranked team in the state. So we got to be able to adjust. We got to be able to, and you know, we're going to turn the ball over a little bit. You know, we're going to make some mistakes, but it's how we rebound from those mistakes and how we adjust and how we pick each other up.
And finally, you know, a very good positive on Tuesday with Brookings. Now the next test, can you carry it over? Because, again, very good Jefferson team. But, you know, these are the type of teams that you want to play well with, that if you want to show that you belong.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've proven that we can play against some of the top teams in the state, as we have. You know, and we took a couple steps forward on Tuesday. Now, losing a game today doesn't mean that we're going to take steps back, but we got to keep progressing. You know, we got to keep taking steps forward and doing our thing as well, too. So win or lose, we need to take a step forward. And then hopefully, you know, we can show up and, you know, prove that, again, we can compete with the best teams in the state, and just keep building more confidence for our girls.
Cody Kaufman, head coach of the Huron Tigers, will take this time out on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Clinic.
Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr.
Tim
Reck
in 3, 2, and 1.
A wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
The Huron Tigers scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurt's Heating and Cooling in Huron.
When is the right home truly the right home? There's a red coin on real estate connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of a lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
You may have heard us say when you're shopping online, check things out before checkout. 1 in 4 people who reported losing money to fraud since 2021 said it started on social media. If you follow your favorite businesses on social media to get updates about upcoming events and promotions, you're not the only one. Scammers are watching too, and they may hijack legit businesses' giveaways and promotions to try to get your personal and financial information. Contact the South Dakota Attorney General's Office of Consumer Protection at 800-300-1986.
We're minutes away from play-by-play. Let's meet the Huron Tigers.
Haley Rogers, sophomore, number 5, guard. Maddie Jordan, number 10, junior, guard.
Jocelyn Noyes, freshman, number 12, guard.
Allison James, junior, number 14, guard.
Allie Davis, sophomore, number 20, guard.
Hilton Hines, sophomore, number 22, guard.
Hampton Hines, senior, number 23, guard.
Chloe Carr, sophomore, number 30, forward.
Abigail Harrington, freshman, number 32, guard.
Katie Eaglestar, senior, number 33, guard.
Jensen Gergen, guard, sophomore, number 34.
Tatum Peterson, senior, number 40, guard.
Elizabeth Hynan, senior, number 42, center.
Mackenzie Simonsma, senior, number 44, forward.
Isabel Kramer, freshman, number 45, forward.
Julie Norris, senior, number 50, forward.
Trey Thorne, 10, guard, junior.
Colt McNeil, 12, junior, guard.
Gavin Moding, 14, senior, guard.
Holden Hag, number 20, senior, guard.
Cole Vogel, number 22, senior, guard.
Logan Leindecker, number 23, junior, forward.
Jay Gainey, number 24, senior, guard.
Blake Edelwine, number 30, forward, sophomore.
Anderson Morris, number 32, freshman, forward.
Carson Evans, number 34, senior, forward.
Colby Holzer, number 42, junior, forward.
Dawson Peterson, number 40, junior, guard.
Hayden Thurston, number 50, senior, guard.
Mason Jurgens, number 52, guard, sophomore.
Tommy Martin, 54, sophomore, both.
Here's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year, and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And welcome back to the Huron Arena as we get set for the doubleheader today. Huron Tigers, Sioux Falls Jefferson Cavaliers. Girls getting ready to tip off shortly. Then the boys game will follow. Looks like we'll be running between 15 and 20 minutes behind schedule. At halftime of the boys game, we'll be have the introduction of the 2004 AA state basketball champion Huron Tigers. Last I heard, something like 10 out of 15 are going to be back for the 20-year anniversary. Hard to believe it's already been 20 years. And looking forward to seeing those guys afterward. I was in my third year as a voice of the Huron Tigers. That was a big year. The football team that previous fall went to the semifinals before losing. And then, of course, that was a year and a half before that. See, that's how old I'm getting. And then a year and a half later, we play for a championship and win it in boys basketball. It's like we're ready for the national anthem. We'll take a break here of 2 minutes and return here to the arena. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! The school year places a heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways, so unnoticed visual problems can impact the child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Portis today. The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
And good afternoon. Starting lineups, Huron Tigers, Sioux Falls Jefferson Cavaliers. Jefferson head coach Shantiva Pruitt. I still have a hard time not calling her Shantiva. Ashley, such a good player for so many years at Roosevelt and then on to her college career. Aaliyah McGovern, a 5'6 senior. Taylor Silvernail is a 5'9 freshman. Jaden Dunn, a 6'1 senior, I believe going to South Dakota State next year. Ashlyn Johnson, a 5'7 senior. And Brinley Altenberg, 5'10 freshman, already has colleges contacting her, and she's just a ninth grader. That's the starting five for Jefferson. Huron Tigers have had the same starting lineup the entire season now, and it's game number 10 of the season. Allie Davis, a 5'7 sophomore. Hilton Hines, a 5'8 sophomore. Hampton Hines, a 5'8 senior. Lizzie Heinen, a 6'1 senior. And Kenzie Simmonsma is a 6' senior. Here on at 3-6, Jefferson is at 9-2. Officials for our game are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Calling our game today, Eric Grocott, Jordan Odens, and Steve Lieber. They are the law on the court, and they're backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Here on in their home white, orange numbers and letters, orange and black trim. And Jefferson, their road green with gold numbers and letters and gold and white trim. Tip controlled back to McGovern. And we are ready to go. Jefferson going away from me for the first half. McGovern gets him into the offense. Here on in the zone, that's what they've done for the most part. In the corner, McGovern looking inside to Dunn, kind of a four out. I guess they got two posting right now. McGovern fires a three, it's short. Rebound, and Lizzie Heinen, the good block out on Dunn. And Huron has the ball for the first time. Hampton Hines being checked by McGovern. Flips in the corner, Allie Davis gets a screen. Davis now picked up by McGovern. Lost her dribble, got to get rid of it, and finally we're going to end up a 5 second count. Davis could never get rid of the ball as she was tied up by Aaliyah McGovern, and a turnover gives the ball to Jefferson. Jefferson hangs their hat on defense. They're hectic. They're Nolan Richardson, 90s Arkansas in your grill, and that's how they dictate their game plan. Altenberg, or excuse me, that was Silvernail. Here's a lob in, high post to Dunn. Back roll, or back door play blocked by Lizzie Heinen. Ashlyn Johnson was cutting across. It was a nice pass, but a nice defensive play by Heinen. Will still be Jefferson inbounds on the baseline. Lob it all the way up front to Silvernail. Now McGovern right side. There's Altenberg, goes low post. Johnson against Heinen. Heinen blocks it again. Ball on the floor and knocked out there. 6 seconds on the shot clock. Here's the drive. Altenberg with the layup for two. Shot clock was running down. Good job of Altenberg to be aware. And it's 2-0 in favor of Jefferson. Huron breaks the pressure into the front court. Hampton Hines up top, Hilton Hines. Hilton will drive, shoot over Dunn with the floater for two. Hilton starting to get that figured out. We're tied at two. Minute and a half gone here in the first quarter. Altenberg will hand bat up top, Silvernail. McGovern on the baseline, double team, threw it away. It was going to Dunn, and Dunn was not there. Lizzie Heinen with the steal, and oh, nearly a steal by Jefferson. Lob pass went from Hines to Hines. It was broken up by Silvernail, but still belongs to the Huron Tigers. Tied at two, we're just underway. Doubleheader, Jefferson and Huron. Hilton Hines being guarded by Altenberg. High post, ball knocked away by Dunn, right back to Hilton Hines. Hilton leans in the middle for Heinen, back out Hampton Hines. Hampton lost the ball, going to be picked up by Silvernail. She's on a foot race down the floor, knocked away. Good hustle back defensively by Allie Davis. Allie thought that she also hit it off the leg of a Silvernail, but now they are going to reverse it. Great hustle play by Allie Davis. Not only knocks the ball away, prevents a layup, does hit it off the leg of Silvernail, and Huron gets the ball back. 2 minutes gone, tied at two, working against the pressure again. It's going to be relentless. Passing back court, got to get it up the floor, and 10-second count, or did we get a timeout? Kaufman wanted a timeout. Official didn't give it to him. But Huron was nowhere close to getting it across the timeline. And the ball turns over to Sioux Falls Jefferson. They'll inbound it by the Huron bench. And Kaufman still chatting with the official saying, I had a timeout. McGovern sets it. Altenberg, now McGovern again. Flip to Silvernail on the left side. Feeding the corner. Altenberg, a deep three. Bought. There's Heinen. I think that's our third block here in the first quarter. Cleared out by Hampton Hines. Now Hilton will get Huron into the offense. Hampton Hines on the left wing. Nice fake. She'll drive hard to the hoop. Contact and free throws coming up for Hampton Hines. Hampton, a great move. She shook her shoulders right, came with her left hand, blew right by the defender. The foul is going to be on Silvernail. First of the game, either team. Two free throws for Hampton Hines. First shot is no good. Hampton will get one more. Still tied at two, 5:25 to go, first quarter. Second shot is good, one out of two. Huron leads 3-2. With 5:25 to go in the first quarter, Huron not pressing. McGovern will trot the ball up and set it up for Jefferson. Altenberg, now McGovern. Left side, Silvernail. Feet in the corner, Altenberg again. Altenberg, left wing. Go in the middle, and boy, Ashlyn Johnson was fighting for a position with Heinen, wasn't even looking for the ball. She was more concerned with making contact and pushing Heinen out of the way, and the ball went flying right behind her. Turnover back to Huron. Allie Davis. Hilton Hines gets it up ahead. Lizzie Heinen in the front court, dribbles up, gets double teamed. Feeds back to middle. Hampton down low, wide open. Layup for two. Kenzie Simmonsma. That's how you break the press. Get yourself a layup. 5-2 lead here on. 4:46 to go in the first quarter. McGovern up top. Go right side, Altenberg. Altenberg leads Dunn low post. Hampton Hines kind of slaps at it. Now Dunn goes hard, gets tripped. Foul going to go, I assume, on Heinen. It'll be before the shot. Heinen with the first foul of the game against the Huron Tigers. We get our first subs in for Huron. Allison Janes on the floor. We'll pick up the Jefferson players when I get a chance. Ball deflected out of bounds. Will still belong to Jefferson. Into the game for Jefferson is Ava Silvernail, a senior. Altenberg quickly coming back in for Jefferson. She had about a second and a half break, and Silvernail goes back out. I think the starters are back out there for Jefferson. Up top, wide open three. Silvernail is short, and Heinen there with the rebound. But stolen away by Dunn, and a foul on Huron. Again, even off the missed shot, Jefferson is setting up the full court press. Janes will pick up the foul, her first, second team, and free throws for Jaden Dunn. 5-2 lead here on, 4:21 to go, first quarter, free throw good, 5-3. Second team foul on Huron in the quarter, Jefferson has been whistled for one. Second shot. He is good. Got them both. 1 point game. 5-4 lead Huron. Full court pressure as usual by Jefferson into Hilton Hines. It's like straight man to man. Hilton will bring the ball up against Altenberg across the timeline. Hands it off to Sister Hampton. Hampton on the right wing. Drive splits the double team. 10-footer too strong. Rebound. Allie Davis had a shot at it. Could not pull it in. And out of bounds over to Jefferson. Simmonsma will come in for Heinen. 4:07 to go here in the first quarter. McGovern again will walk the ball up again. Huron not interested in pressing. Top of the key, McGovern. Bounce pass left side, Silvernail. Reverse it right side, Altenberg. Altenberg on the wing. Back up top, go baseline, McGovern, feet in the middle, Dunn, Dunn, looked like she traveled, she did. Simmonsma planted herself in front of Dunn, and I'm not sure if Dunn was trying to kick it back out or just try to move to the side of Simmonsma. Either way, she traveled. The ball turns over to Huron. Inbound Simmonsma, now back to Davis, and Davis will bring the ball up with Taylor Silvernail on her, just straight man defense by Jefferson. Here's the lob. Hilton Hines backs it out, being guarded by Altenberg. Screen comes to the right. Nothing there. Gives back to Hampton Hines. Now it's Simmonsma. Pitch back to Hampton Hines. Hampton at the top of the key. Left side, Janes. Janes bounce pass. Top of the key, Hilton Hines. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Hilton drives to the baseline. Shoots over Altenberg. No good, but draws contact. And two free throws coming up for Hilton Hines. Shot clock was running down. You're on the chance to score from the free throw line. Foul is on Altenberg, her first, second team here in the quarter. Free throw good for Hilton Hines. She has three. Tatum Peterson, senior, in for the first time for Huron as Allie Davis comes off. And a new girl check in for Jefferson as well. Second free throw is good. Four for Hilton Hines. Into the game for the first time for Jefferson, Lydia Johnson, a ninth grader. McGovern gets the Cavaliers into the offense. Flip left side to Altenberg. Johnson, top of the key. Reverse right side, bounce pass in the corner. Ashlyn Johnson, cross court, dangerous pass. Got it to Lydia Johnson, deflected. Picked up by Altenberg. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Cut to the free throw line. Johnson has to kick out. 3-4. McGovern in and out. Offensive rebound, though. Jefferson and a push going to go on Tatum Peterson. Well, Jefferson, 1 of 7 from the field, but they've had a couple of offensive rebounds now. Tatum Peterson with her first and the third team on Huron. Inbounds in the corner. To Ashlyn Johnson. McGovern goes inside. Dunn posted up right down low. Missed the shot. Battling for the rebound. Gets her own rebound. He's back. Ashlyn Johnson. She can't hit. Rebound Janes, and then she loses it. And a foul going to go on Janes. Boy, Janes had the rebound. And just like that, Ashlyn Johnson jumped in and took it away. And Janes will pick up her second foul. Second foul in her fourth team on Huron with 2:29 to go. First quarter, Heinen comes in for Janes. Inbounds for Jefferson. McGovern has it on the left side. Back up top, pick there for Altenberg, but she can't get the three off. Now she'll drive, pull up, corner to lane jumper, in and out, and Hampton Hines with the rebound. Hilton Hines will get the ball into the front court. Here on up, 7-4, 2:10 to go, first quarter. Simmonsma trying to hand it off, gives it to Peterson outside. Peterson, ball deflected. Peterson gets control, hands it off to Hampton Hines. 14 seconds on the shot clock. Hampton will drive. Lost the ball. Going to be picked up by who? Jefferson with the possession. Get it up ahead to Dunn coming up the right side of the floor. Another turnover on Huron. Johnson, top of the key. Flinging in the corner. Deep three for Altenburg is good. Brindley was deep in that corner. We're tied at 7 with a minute 37 to go in the first quarter. Hilton Hines, Simmonsma has it on the left wing, hands off to Hampton Hines. Hampton at the key, dribbles to the left, flips back left side, Simmonsma. Kenzie flips right side, Hilton Hines, Hilton into the paint, little roller from 10, no good, open look, ball batted out, and Hilton Hines saves it in the corner, but throws it away to Dunn. Dunn up the floor, she's got a 2-on-2 break, she loses it, going to the basket, and it turns back over to Huron. Hampton Hines just kept herself in front of Dunn, and Dunn, I think, maybe just trying to do a little too much, has the ball get away from her, and the ball turns over to Huron. Ashlyn Johnson in, Dunn out for Jefferson. I believe Taylor Silvernail came back in for the Cavaliers as well. Full court pressure. Huron trying to get the inbound, get it to Hilton Hines. Now Hampton with it in the backcourt. Now Hilton again. Got to get it up the floor. Hilton double teamed up ahead. Hampton front court. Hampton goes baseline. Heinen. Heinen, oh, had a good look. Didn't take it. Here's the drive. Hilton Hines double teamed. Back up top. Hampton Hines. Inside of 50 seconds to go. First quarter tied at 7. Hampton Hines has Hilton on the left side. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Hilton backs it out. Bounce pass right side, Hampton, 9, 6, 5 seconds. Hampton will go baseline, get some contact, puts up the jumper, no good. Rebound for Jefferson. They got 29 seconds to work with. Altenburg into the front court. Flips back left side, Johnson. Johnson up top, Silvernail. See if they hold it for one. Altenburg going to drive. Nope, she's going to pull up a 15-footer. It's good. The ninth grader has 7 of the 9 points. Jefferson has, I believe, their first lead here at 9-7. 10 seconds to go, first quarter. Hilton Hines dribbling to the left. 6, 5 seconds. Hilton bounce pass Hampton. Got to shoot it. Hampton not even looking at the clock. We don't get a shot off. And after 1, Jefferson 9, Huron 7. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Incredible savings. It's the New Year blowout sale at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. Over 200 new and used in stock. Save over $2,300 off of Buick Envision. New Chevy 1500 Crew Cab. Save $6,500. Get a GMC 1500 Crew Cab with over $7,700 off. It's the New Year blowout sale at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. They specialize in steaks, burgers, seafood, and pasta. Ryan's Hangar can host your party in a private room and offer catering, too. Open Monday through Friday, 4 to 10, Saturday, 4 to 11, and open for lunch every Thursday, 11 to 2, and closed on Sunday. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJB.
Start of the second quarter, Jefferson 9, Huron 7. Got to do my shot chart. I have Jefferson 3 of 12 from the field, and all three field goals by the ninth grader Altenburg. Haven't got the Huron shot chart done yet. Huron with the ball to start the second quarter. Hampton Hines. Simmonsma comes up top, stops. Hands it off to Hilton Hines. Hilton will drive, shoot over the double team for 2. Hilton Hines has 6 for Huron. We're tied at 9. Early second quarter, McGovern will get Jefferson into the offense. Altenburg deep on that right side. Johnson top of the key. Johnson slides into the paint, gets double team, kick back out. Altenburg, a long 3 off the front of the rim, long rebound. Going to be brought in by Hilton Hines. Hilton throws back to Davis. Now Hilton will bring the ball up for the Huron Tigers. Tied at 9, early second quarter. Allie Davis takes the handoff up top of the key. Right side, Simmonsma pops out to the wing. Hampton Hines in the corner, and the ball goes in front of her and out, turned over by Huron. It'll be Jefferson ball. Huron just 2 of 5 from the field in the first quarter. Some turnovers, also shot some free throws. Tied at 9, 1 minute gone, second quarter. Jefferson in the front court. Silvernail, high post, Dunn. Dunn backs her way in. Back door, nice pass to Ashlyn Johnson for the layup. Nice pass by Dunn from that high post. Gets her teammate a layup. 11-9 Jefferson. Hilton Hines into the front court, being shadowed by Altenberg. Now Simmonsma way outside. Dribbles to the right, hands it off to Hampton Hines. Boy, Jefferson's really forcing Huron a long ways away from the basket on offense. Hilton Hines inside Heinen on the baseline. Double team, gets through it, puts up the 10-footer in traffic. No good, decent look. Did not go for Lizzie. Rebound. Dunn on the move. Bounce pass in the corner. Silvernail, reverse it left side, Altenberg. Altenberg into the paint, hard to the hoop, off glass, no good. Rebound, Hilton Hines. Hilton into the front court. Numbers aren't there. She waits. Passes to sister Hampton. Hampton has a lane. Nice wraparound pass. Hampton to Lizzie Heinen for two. Heinen underneath the basket all alone. We're tied at 11. Sharing the ball has paid dividends for Huron this game and also last game as well. Long three, Altenberg short. Rebound, Simmonsma had it, lost it. Big collision, and we'll have a jump ball, even though it looked like nobody really had possession. Or do we have a foul? We have a foul going to go on here. I'm not sure what happened there. Hilton Hines with the foul. I did not see what happened. She picks up her first team foul either way here in the second quarter. Tatum Peterson in, Lizzie Heinen out for Huron. And Ava Silvernail in for Jefferson. Ball knocked out of bounds on the inbounds by Hampton Hines. Jefferson will go to the other side of the lane and look to inbound it again. Tied at 11, 5:38 to go in the first half. Girls game now, boys game will follow. Inbounds comes to Dunn. She'll go into the paint, double teamed. Kicks back to Johnson. Johnson outlets to McGovern on the left wing. McGovern trying to spin away from Davis. Goes into the paint, takes a drop step to the hoop for two. McGovern gets her first bucket. Jefferson goes up 13-11, 5:20 to go in the first half. Hilton Hines, a screen from Simmonsma, into the front court, drive, stops on the wing. Peterson will drive, she has a lane, through traffic, no good, Dunn has the rebound. Right idea by Peterson, challenge him, but Jefferson played the defense. Jefferson looking to open up their biggest lead here, they're up two. Silvernail brings it back across, McGovern. In the corner, the other Silvernail goes baseline, Dunn double team, foul going to go on Simmonsma. Kenzie will pick up her first, second team on Huron here in the second quarter. 4:48 to go in the first half, Jefferson 13, Huron 11. Inbounds underneath, Dunn trouble with the handle, Silvernail able to save it, and then a timeout. Jefferson, when Huron was trying to tie the ball up. Timeout Jefferson, 4:44 to go in the first half. Jefferson up two, timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
Career Business Review with Lane Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Lane Anderson. 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Tops? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJB.
4:44 to go in the first half. Jefferson 13, Huron 11. Jefferson, a 30-second timeout. Inbound right in the middle. Ashlyn Johnson backs her way in on Hampton Hines. Can't get a shot off. Lobs it in the corner to McGovern, and we have a 3-second violation against Jefferson on Ashlyn Johnson. Give credit to Hampton Hines there as she just took away anything Johnson wanted to do, and she had no place to go with the ball. Hilton Hines, a little trouble with the handle. Ball gets away from her, keeps control. Gets loose from Silvernail into the front court. Bounce pass Heinen way outside against Dunn, right side Davis. Davis feeds back to Heinen off glass, in and out. Great looking play on the pick and roll. Heinen did not finish. Rebound and up the floor. We have a push call going to go on Huron. Didn't see what happened there again as they're heading up the floor, but a foul on Huron will be the third team. And that'll be Taden Peterson picking up her second foul. Simmonsma going to come back in for Huron, replacing Peterson. And back into the game for Jefferson is Lydia Johnson. I think there's just one Johnson. There's two silver nails on the floor. There's three Johnson girls that will play or have played. That gets confusing. In the corner, silver nail for three. No good. And Allie Davis jumps high and gets the rebound. The miss there by Taylor Silvernail. Huron still down two. We're midway through the second quarter. Hilton Hines gets away from the double team. Then, nearly throws it away. Davis saves it. Nearly a steal by McGovern. Here's the drive. Open 17-footer. Good. Hampton Hines, her first field goal of the game. And we're tied at 13. 3:35 to go in the first half. McGovern drives, gets a step up to the hoop. No good. Ball tipped around, and Hilton Hines controls for Huron. To Simmonsma, right back to Hilton, and Huron a chance to regain the lead here. In the second quarter, tied at 13, low-scoring game. Both teams playing very well defensively. Allie Davis drives, stops on the baseline, kicks back out to Hampton Hines. Hampton into the paint. Hilton Hines. Hilton will go in. That floater from 10, no good. Gets her own rebound. Put back does not go, but she's fouled. Hilton Hines will get two. Way to follow your shot. Nobody, she shot. Nobody blocked her out. McGovern with the foul, her first. Now, officially, her name is Aaliyah McGovern Harrington. Coach Pruitt said, just call her McGovern, so that's what I'm doing. First free throw good for Hilton Hines. She has 7 points to lead Huron in scoring. And Huron a one-point lead with 3 minutes to go in the first half. Little late, but it's 12 minutes after 2 o'clock. KIJV, AM-FM Huron. Second free throw no good for Hilton Hines. It's a one-point game. McGovern into the front court. New girl in there for Jefferson. Check that number when I get a chance. Cameron Whiting on the floor for the first time, I believe, for Jefferson. The right side, Lydia Johnson goes inside to Whiting. Comes right in. Counted high off the glass for two. Just came into the game. I don't think she played in the first quarter. Cameron Whiting posted up. Banked it in. Gets fouled. She has a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play as Jefferson regains the lead, and that's foul number two on Kinsey Simmonsma. And Chloe Carr comes into the game, getting her first taste of real varsity action. Free throw is no good. Allie Davis has the board. So Chloe Carr, and that's a little bit with the shorthandedness on the bench, but she's also been playing well on JV and deserves some varsity minutes. Here on down one with the ball, 2.5 minutes to go. First half, Hilton Hines drives hard to the hoop, off glass for two. Hilton Hines having a nice first half. She's got 9 points to lead here on. Or is that Allie Davis? Excuse me, Allie Davis. I take that back. Long three way off the mark for McGovern. And it'll be here on ball with 2:13 to go in the first half. 16-15. Long pass up ahead. Hilton Hines catches it in the front court. Nice pass by Allie Davis to throw over the press. Huron can set it up, leading by one as we near 2 minutes to go. First half, and that going to be a travel? No, they call a block on Jefferson. Break there for Huron as Hilton Hines was pretty much forcing it there. Foul will be on Ava Silvernail, her first, and the second team on Jefferson here in the second quarter. Inbounds Huron. Got to get rid of it. Got to finally lob it up to Hampton Hines. Spots up for a long three. Got it. Whiting gave her the three, and Hampton drilled it. Six for Hampton Hines. Here on up four, 19-15. In the corner, three is blocked by Heinen. Nobody saw the ball, and Jefferson gets it back. They'll have another opportunity. McGovern drives, goes into a double team and travels with it. That time she was forcing it right into the teeth of the Huron height. And the turnover gives the ball back to Huron. Have some changes on the floor again as Taylor Silvernail back into the game for Jefferson. I think somebody else came in too. Minute 35 to go, first half. Huron up 19-15. Hilton Hines drives as that one swatted. Blocked shot by Altenberg, but still Huron ball. Hey, we'll keep attacking the basket. Huron run the out-of-bounds play on the baseline below me. To my right, Hampton Hines will back it out with Jaden Dunn on her now. Ball inside, and we had the mismatch there as McGovern was spotted up with Heinen, but Dunn was able to tip it enough that we couldn't get it in to Lizzie. Here on inbounds, Heinen on the baseline, hands it off to Hilton Hines, and now a travel going to go on Heinen. Evidently moved her feet as she was handing the ball back to Hines. And it turns over to Jefferson with a minute 23 to go in the first half. 19-15 here on leading the second-ranked Cavaliers. Jaden Dunn up top. Overhand pass right side to Altenberg. Altenberg uses a screen. Now Dunn at the top of the key. Dunn corner to lane, goes inside. Low post to Whiting. Back outside Altenberg. Altenberg will drive, double-teamed. Gets the ball back out to Silvernail. Altenberg up top. She'll go hard to the hoop. Looked like she got bumped in. Threw the ball away. Stolen by Davis. Hilton Hines into the front court. 49 seconds to go in the first half. Huron up four with the ball. Hilton Hines, there's the roll to Heinen. Knocked away. That was going to be a tough play for Heinen anyway. If she would have caught it, she would have been looking at a triple team. It was tipped away by McGovern, and Huron will inbound from the baseline. Ashlyn Johnson checks back in for Sioux Falls Jefferson. 40 seconds to go in the first half. Huron 19, Jefferson 15. We wait a second as Taylor Silvernail tied her shoe. Huron with the inbounds. Heinen has it on the baseline, hands it off. Hilton Hines open 15-footer, in and out. Good look. McGovern with the rebound, and she's looking to push up the floor. Takes it all the way. Missed the layup, and on the rebound, a foul going to go on Chloe Carr and Ashlyn Johnson. I think, yep, this will put them in the bonus. Ashlyn Johnson will get two. Good job of Ashlyn Johnson. Just hustled down, and after the layup was missed, was able to get the rebound, and she'll get a chance to shoot two. Foul on Carr is her first. Fifth team on Huron. 29 seconds to go in the first half. Free throw is good. Ashlyn Johnson with three, all here in the second quarter. 29 seconds to go first half, so the shot clock is off. Jefferson back within three with a free throw pending. That one no good. Hampton Hines with the rebound. Looks to push. She comes up the right side, and a pushing foul going to go on Ashlyn Johnson. That'll be her first, just the third team. Huron will inbound it. In the front court with 25 seconds to go. Traditionally, you would hold it for one shot, but now Kaufman is going to take a timeout. It's hard to hold it for one shot with Jefferson's defenders, though. Timeout on the floor. 25 seconds to go here in the first half. Take a timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
30-second timeout by the Huron Tigers. 25 seconds to go in the first half. Huron up 19-16. Huron would like to hold it for one shot, but again, Jefferson's not going to make it easy. Hilton Hines out there with McGovern. Backs it out. Got to be close to a 5-second count. Carr sets a screen. Hilton comes right. Clock still winding. 13-12 in the corner. Open three. Hampton Hines got it. Hampton drills the three in the corner. Huron up six, still 4 seconds to work with. Altenburg top of the key. She'll drive, lean in, shot short at the buzzer. After one, Huron leads 22-16 over Jefferson. Timeout 2 minutes, then back here with our halftime on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Center of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
The HRMC Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
KIJV is Tiger Radio. It's halftime. Let's join the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Halftime, and so far so good. The Huron Tiger girls lead second-ranked Sioux Falls Jefferson 22-16. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Boys AA, only one score I have in at this point. At halftime, Stevens is leading Brookings 31-18. That is a boys game. Girls, Mitchell edged Harrisburg. Good matchup there. Mitchell edged Harrisburg 46-44 late in the game. Rapid City Central leads Watertown 47-41. A final, Rapid City Stevens defeated Brookings 59-46. That is your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. SDSU, USD men's basketball down in Vermilion. Last I saw, about 10 minutes to go, and SDSU was leading the Coyotes 50-44. That is your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Again here at the half, 22-16, here on leading Jefferson. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes, run down the stats next on Dakota Sports.
And for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank. FNBO, independent and family-owned for six generations, and ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at fnbo.com, member FDIC.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dip cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
The HRMC Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
The Curtis Ford KIJD, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
At the half, here on 22, Jefferson 16. In our girls' matchup, here's the rundown of the scoring. Jefferson, 7 points from Brinley Altenberg. They all came in the first quarter. 3 points, Ashlyn Johnson, and 2 points apiece for Aaliyah McGovern, Jaden Dunn, and Cameron Whiting. For Huron, 9 points, Hampton Hines, 8 points for Hilton Hines, and 2 points apiece, Allie Davis, Lizzie Heinen, and Kenzie Simmonsma. Shooting in the first half, Jefferson 6 of 21, 29%. Huron 8 of 17 for 47%. Jefferson, 1 of 7 on threes for 14%. Here's a stat that really pops out just because we know how the Huron Tiger team plays. Huron, 3-point shooting, 2 of 2. Not so much that we made both, but only 2 3-point shots in the first half. That's due to the way Jefferson plays defense, and you just can't get loose. Both the threes made, of course, by Hampton Hines. Free throw shooting. Huron was 4 of 6. Jefferson 3 of 5. Huron actually out-rebounds Jefferson in the first half. 15 for Huron, 13 for Jefferson. Jaden Dunn with 4 boards to lead the way for Jefferson. And for Huron, 5 rebounds for Hilton Hines. So the numbers add up, 22-16. Huron leading, second-ranked Jefferson here at the half. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes. Get ready for our second half of play on Dakota Sports.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinfosser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! The school year places a heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways. So the unnoticed visual problems can impact the child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today.
And we are back, ready to go. The second half here from the arena here on 22, Jefferson 16. Good first half for the Tigers against the second-ranked Cavaliers. Jefferson will have possession as we begin play in the third quarter. Jefferson now will be coming towards me for the second half. McGovern will get the Cavaliers into the offense. Up to the top of the key come right side Silvernail. McGovern off, releases left side Altenberg. Silvernail in the corner. Right side McGovern. McGovern looking inside to Johnson. High post, it goes to Dunn. Dunn kicks out. Back door looks open. The feed it back to Dunn. Dunn leads in, shoots around. Simmons up for the layup. Dunn gets her first field goal of the game. And it's 22-18. The lead cut to four on the first possession of the second half. Into the front court. Allie Davis gets here on into the offense, dribbles to the left, got to get rid of it. We lost the ball. Ball picked up, now slapped away by Heinen, and she slaps it right over to Heinen. Huron steals it back. Low post, Heinen at the block, needs to shoot that, and she traveled. She had a mismatch, posted up underneath the basket, go up and shoot. Turnover gives the ball back to Jefferson with 7:09 to go in the third quarter. McGovern gets Jefferson into the offense. Dribbles to the left, comes back right, Silvernail. Silvernail feeds it back, Altenberg, now left side. Overhand pass, right side, Silvernail in the corner. McGovern wants three, short, offensive rebound done. Blocked by Heinen, still controlled by Johnson, and Heinen can't quite pick it up. Lizzie Heinen's got to have four or five blocked shots here in this ball game. But it's still Jefferson ball. Altenberg in the corner. Feed it to Dunn. Low post. Kick back up top. Go baseline McGovern. Outside Altenberg. And a hand check call going to go on Hampton Hines. Jefferson really moving that ball around quickly on offense. First foul of the second half. That goes on Hampton Hines, which is her first. Altenberg gives back to McGovern. Up top, Silvernail. Silvernail working against the Huron zone. Ashlyn Johnson, now Altenberg. Altenberg will drive. Floater over Heinen for two. Heinen was looming, and Altenberg just got rid of it quickly. Her first bucket since the first quarter. She's got nine, and Jefferson within two as they scored the first 4 points of the second half. Huron could use a bucket. Stem some momentum. Hampton Hines will drive, cut off nicely by Johnson. Back up top, Davis, low post. There's Heinen, blocked by Dunn, out of bounds, will still be here on ball. And again, nothing wrong with that. Yeah, Dunn's a good player, went up and blocked it, but challenge her. And let Lizzie do some work underneath the basket. Huron on the inbound, and Simmonsma comes to get it in the corner. Now bounce pass Hampton Hines. Isolated, drives on McGovern, lost the ball, and it's going to be picked up by Dunn. Dunn on the move, gets it up ahead. Silvernail cross court on the baseline. Open 15-footer in and out for Altenberg, and then Heinen had the ball and then pretty much got hammered on with no whistle. Lizzie upset, but you have to keep your emotions in place, and now we have a whistle and a timeout here on. 5:39 to go in the third quarter, 22-20 Huron. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Roll into 2024 with incredible savings. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. Over 200 new and used in stock. Save over $2,300 off of Buick Envision. New Chevy 1500 Crew Cab. Save $6,500. Get a GMC 1500 Crew Cab with over $7,700 off. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Full timeout by Coach Kaufman and the Tigers. Jefferson will inbound it on the baseline. Go right in the middle. Dunn splits the double team. Gets fouled. Boy, she just came hard to the hoop. Split the Simmons-Mahinen double team. And it could foul could be on either one of them. We'll see who actually gets it. It goes on Heinen, and that is her second. Simmons-Ma has two as well. Jaden Dunn at the line to shoot two. She's two for two at the line. They came back in the first quarter. Now three for three, and Jefferson a chance to tie it here if Dunn is successful on this free throw. One more shot for the senior, Jaden Dunn. Short, and the rebound. Dunn took it away from Davis. Missed the layup. Ball tipped out, but still controlled by Jefferson. Can't grab the ball. Jefferson a chance to take the lead here in the third quarter. McGovern on the right wing. They work the perimeter. Altenberg's in the corner. Back up top, Silvernail. Low post, Johnson. Kick out three for Altenberg. No good. It's short, and the rebound, Hampton Hines. Huron needs to score. They've been outscored 5-0 here, and McGovern, offensive foul on Hampton Hines, and Cody Kaufman pops off the bench. He is furious, and Black and Orange is not happy with that call. You can hear the Huron Tiger reaction to that call. Finally, Jeremy Noyes getting Cody Kaufman back towards the bench. And that's the second foul on Hampton Hines. And just like that, Jefferson gets the ball back. 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Jefferson down one with the ball. Altenberg has McGovern on the right wing. Up top, right side Johnson flips it in the corner. Altenberg, low post Silvernail. Now it's McGovern. She'll pitch in the corner. Open three, Altenberg. In and out, but offensive rebound. But a foul going to go on Huron again. Lizzie Heinen asking, what did I do? I think she went out after Altenberg. And Lizzie Heinen picks up her third. And right now, Huron just not getting any calls go their direction. And again, Jefferson, boy, it just seems like Jefferson's had the ball the entire third quarter. We have 4:45 to go in the third. Lob will come to Dunn at the free throw line. Back it out. Fake by McGovern into the paint. Kicks out. Nobody home. And the ball turns over to Huron. Coach Pruitt in front of the Jefferson bench looking at her point guard saying, just calm down. You don't have to push it 100 miles an hour. Inbounds comes to Hilton Hines. Hilton has Brindley Altenberg, and again, they won't call that. They say good defensive positioning, I guess. Hampton Hines drives the paint, gets contact, count it, she's fouled. Hampton Hines showed a little frustration. She's got to keep her head about her a bit. She made the shot, then she started doing the and one signal there, and you probably just need to go to the free throw line. Hampton in double figures with 11, but that was a sorely needed bucket by Huron. McGovern picks up her second foul. First team on Jefferson. Free throw is good for Hampton Hines. She's got a dozen. Huron back up four, 25-21, 4:19 to go, third quarter. McGovern in the front court sets it up for Jefferson. To the high post, Dunn. She'll take the 15-footer. No good. And the rebound, Hilton Hines. She'll look to push. Ashlyn Johnson kind of chasing her down. Stops. Hampton Hines at the top of the key. Hampton dribbles off to the right. Now Hilton on the left. Screen. Top of the key. Almost lost the ball. And finally, they do call a blocking foul on Jefferson. That's a call Huron's been waiting for most of the third quarter. Foul is on Altenberg, her second. Second team on Jefferson. Huron run the out-of-bounds play on the base or on the sideline. Right side, Allison Janes back into the game with Heinen in foul trouble. Here's Hampton Hines on the drive, puts up a wild shot, no good. Offensive rebound, Allison Janes, and she throws it away. McGovern with the steal. Down the floor with Hampton Hines, takes it all the way in for the layup. Second bucket of the game for McGovern. The lead's back at 2, 25-23. Here on up one with 3:24 to go, third quarter. Allie Davis on the right wing. Now she'll drive, get by Silvernail, hard to the hoop, and block going to go on Jefferson. I think that all started. Allie Davis caught the ball. She kind of squared up with her elbow, and I think she caught Taylor Silvernail in the nose, and Silvernail was kind of staggered there briefly, then the drive to the hoop. And that could have went either way. That could have been an offensive foul as just as well. It's the third foul on McGovern, so the point guard for Jefferson with three. She leaves the floor a little frustrated. Allie Davis misses the free throw. She'll get the back end here. Huron still up two. Low-scoring game at 25-23. Second shot for Davis is good. One out of two, three for Allie Davis. And Davis will come off as Tatum Peterson back in for the Huron Tigers. Huron up three, 26-23 with 3:15 to go, third quarter. Altenberg gets Jefferson into the offense. Jumper, baseline good. She used a screen from Dunn, curled around it, and just let it fire. She's in double figures with 11. The lead one, 26-25. Hilton Hines, the front court. Brittany Altenberg, and though threw it away, tried to go inside to James, and it's going to be stolen by Silvernail. Here comes Jefferson, a chance for the lead. Dunn for three, too strong, and Hampton Hines up high with the rebound. Ball up the floor, and a foul going to go on Silvernail as she got tied up with Hilton Hines trying to grab that outlet pass. Taylor Silvernail picks up her second, third team on Jefferson. 26-25, Huron leading, 2:41 to go, third quarter. Full court pressure as usual by Jefferson in the backcourt. Hilton Hines. Hilton trying to get loose from Silvernail. Dribbles up the right side of the floor. Now goes inside to James. James underneath the basket. No place to go. Kick out. Screen set for Hilton Hines. Now she'll drive. Floater with the left hand. No good. Rebound. Simmonsma brings it out. And Huron will extend the possession. Three for Hilton Hines. No good, and Dunn has the rebound, and she's on the move. Coming up the right side of the floor, bounce pass baseline, cross court, and Altenberg and Silvernail looked at each other, and the ball went squarely between them, out of bounds, as Coach Pruitt puts her hands on her face. You got to communicate. The ball turns back over to the Huron Tigers. Back in for Sioux Falls Jefferson, Cameron Whiting. Nearing 2 minutes to go, third quarter, here on up one with the ball. Hilton Hines gets away from Silvernail, dribbles off to the right. Lost her dribble. Bounce pass comes back up to Tatum Peterson. Peterson on the drive against Whiting, almost lost it. Now double team, does lose the ball, and a foul going to go on Jefferson. Pruitt was hoping that there would be no whistle there. And Jefferson has been getting away with that, I'll say that much. They don't now, and just like that, Jefferson, their fifth team foul in the bonus here. Tatum Peterson will shoot two. First free throw is no good. Huron has missed two free throws now, 2 of 4 here in the third quarter. And when you're playing a close game against a good team, you want to knock down the charity tosses. Second free throw, no good. Missed them both. Rebound, Jefferson, a chance for the lead. Into the front court, Altenberg pots up, 17-footer, it's good. The ninth grader is 13, and Jefferson leads for the first time since, I believe, early second quarter. 27-26, minute and a half to go, third quarter. Hampton Hines on the right wing, trying to get a screen from Simmonsma, goes the opposite way, and a block going to go on Jefferson, and that was a hold-your-breath moment again, because that would have been the third foul in Hampton had it went the other way. Two free throws coming up for Hampton Hines. Hampton has 12 points to lead Huron in scoring. The foul is on Lydia Johnson, her first. Hampton Hines' free throw is good. Hampton now with 13 points. Allie Davis back on the floor for Huron. Second free throw for Hampton is good. Hit them both. Huron up one, 28-27, minute 24 to go, third quarter. Altenburg into the front court. Goes high post, kick out in the corner, open three for Johnson, no good. Offensive rebound, Whiting, no good. Battle for the rebound, jump ball, it'll be Huron possession. Couple of opportunities there for Jefferson, they can't get it to go. Jefferson really struggling shooting the ball here in the arena this afternoon. Inbounds for Huron, and long pass, middle of the floor, and Ellie Davis will chase it down in the front court. Now drive on Silvernail, go back door to Simmonsma, gets fouled. Great play by Ellie Davis just to catch the ball, and then she gets away and sets up her teammate for a wide open shot, and just the hat prevented the layup. And Kinsey Simmonsma will shoot two. Simmonsma has one bucket in the game, has not been to the free throw line before now. Free throw is good. The foul was on Taylor Silvernail. McGovern and Silvernail each have three. That's the foul trouble right now for Jefferson. And McGovern just came back into the game with those three. Minute three to go in the third quarter. Second free throw is no good. Long rebound. Oh, if Allison James couldn't get turned around, she might have had a shot at that. Huron up two with the ball. Ball knocked away out of bounds. And Huron ball. Hampton Hines knocked it away. And then it came, deflected the ball. And it came off of Ashlyn Johnson. Huron making plays defensively. And Huron will force the turnover. 58 seconds to go, third quarter, Huron up two. Pass in the middle, Simmonsma leaps high to get it. Now they double team on her. Get it back to Allison James, now Hilton Hines. Hilton in the front court, collision, no whistle. And then Hilton just covers the ball, and they're going to say jump ball possession Jefferson. She got tripped, I'll say that, and that's all I'll say. Jefferson gets the ball off the possession arrow. With 46 seconds to go, third quarter, Huron 29, Jefferson 27. McGovern in the front court has Ava Silvernail in the game, and now they call a foul on Davis on that. Davis with the foul. Okay. Ellie Davis picks up her first, and this will bring free throws for Jefferson. As now Huron has put Jefferson in the bonus. 36 seconds to go here in the third quarter. At the free throw line is Ava Silvernail, has not scored in the game. She'll shoot two here. First free throw is good. Got the shooter's roll. Silvernail can tie it by connecting on this second free throw into the game for Jefferson. Peyton Kroll, a junior, first time I remember her coming in. She replaces McGovern with those three fouls. One more shot for Ava Silvernail. We're tied at 29 late in the third quarter. And here's the full court pressure. James in the backcourt. Now Hampton Hines, 30, 29. Got to get it across the timeline. Long pass. Hilton Hines in the front court. 25 seconds left. Hilton, top of the key. Backs it out against the defender. Bounce pass Hampton Hines on the wing. Hampton goes baseline. Leans in. Draws contact. Two shots for Hampton Hines. Coach Pruitt, I see, was lobbying that Hampton's leading with her forearm. But again, where's the tight defense end and the contact begin? You can kind of go that direction. Hampton Hines will shoot two. The foul is on Krull, who just came into the game her first. Free throw good for Hampton Hines, and Huron regains the lead, 30-29, with 14 seconds to go in the third quarter. McGovern and Dunn came back in for Jefferson. There's a third girl that came in as well. And Hampton Hines patiently awaits the second free throw. Bounces off the front of the end, no rim, no good. 12 seconds left, third quarter, Johnson in the front court. And a travel going to go on Johnson. Johnson was just trying to run the offense too fast, I suppose. She had time. There's still 7 seconds left. Turnover by Jefferson gives the ball back to Huron. And Jefferson comes in with the subs again. Silvernail Krull and Lydia Johnson all back into the game. Ava Silvernail. Huron has 7.6 seconds to work with here before the end of the third quarter. Inbounds, Hampton Hines. Hampton will dribble up the left side of the floor and gets fouled going up for the shot 35 feet away. Hampton has a little smile on her face thinking, well, I'm going to force you to call something. And three free throws for Hampton as well. That's almost like the sucker play. If you're playing poker, Hampton Hines just called. First free throw is good. Here on up two. The foul, by the way, was on Krull, her second. 2.9 seconds remaining, third quarter. Second free throw for Hines is good. Hampton now up to 17 points to lead all scorers. One more shot for the senior, Hampton Hines. Got all three. Here on up 33-29, 2.9 seconds to go. Johnson, three-quarter court shot, no good. We head to the fourth here on 33. Jefferson 29, timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest, Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, pants, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at top? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron. For a great meal, count on the Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase your tickets to your local high school game or perform.
Dakota Sports, KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Back at the Huron Arena, move to the fourth quarter. Huron 33, Jefferson 29. A third quarter shooting. Jefferson 5 of 15. Huron just 1 of 4, but shot, let's see, I think 14 or 15 free throws. I'll have to total it up when I get a chance. Huron scored most of their third quarter points from the free throw line. Huron with the ball to start the fourth quarter. There's an over and back. Heinen got the inbounds in the front court and then just wanted to get it to Hilton Hines any way possible. Hilton in the back court, just a mental mistake there by Heinen, and basically lose the possession that way. It'll be Jefferson ball 2 seconds into the fourth quarter. 33-29 Huron. McGovern comes back right side. Altenburg, McGovern, top of the key. Now lob it to McGovern or to Altenburg in the corner, brings it back around the perimeter. Silvernail wants three off the mark, and Hampton Hines has the rebound. Hampton on the push up the floor, has a lane. She'll take it all the way high off glass for two. Hampton Hines, coast-to-coast layup. Here on back up six equals their biggest lead of the game, 35-29. Early fourth quarter. Silvernail chases down a loose ball, pitches in the corner to Altenburg. Now Silvernail on the right wing. High post, it's done. Back door was open to Silvernail. They don't find her. Deep three, Altenburg swish. I mean, that was an NBA three. Altenburg with the big bucket there. She's got 16. That's half of Jefferson's total. Three-point game inside of 7 minutes to go. Hilton Hines gets pushed from behind. Foul be on Lydia Johnson, her second. I will say they're calling Jefferson's defense a little closer than they were earlier in the game. Hilton Hines will inbounds on the baseline for Huron. Just Under 7 minutes to go in the game. 3-point lead here on Simmonsma. Hands it off to Hilton Hines. Dangerous pass. Got it over to Hampton Hines. Jaden Dunn on Hampton Hines. Now hands it back to Hilton. Hilton runs into a double team. Gives to Hampton. Hampton wanted the three. Lost the ball briefly. Goes high post. Heinen knocked away and a foul. Going to go on Jefferson. Two quick fouls called on Jefferson here to start the fourth quarter. Foul on Jaden Dunn is her first. Second team. Huron again will inbound on the baseline, far end of the floor. Hilton Hines looking to inbound the ball and just flips it in the middle to Heinen. Dribbles it out. Finds Simmonsma on the outside. Hands it off to Hampton Hines. Hampton behind the back against Dunn. Now they let her loose. Simmonsma in the corner. Hilton Hines. Hilton a screen from Simmonsma. Hilton hard drive to the hoop. Puts up a wild shot. Foul going to go on Jefferson again. Now Huron attacking the basket, and they are getting some calls, something that was happening before. Hilton thought she was in the act of shooting, and that's probably pushing it a little too far. Foul number four on Taylor Silvernail. Three team on Jefferson in just over a minute and a half. Underneath, Heinen with the reverse layup. She sealed off the defender. Hilton Hines found her. Bucket for Lizzie. Huron up 37-32. Jump pass comes up top. McGovern. McGovern off left side. Go inside. Low post to Dunn. Count it. She's fouled. Dunn just worked around Simmonsma and went hard to the hoop. Nice pass. Came in, I believe, from Altenberg. And Jaden Dunn will go to the line with the chance for the and one. Third foul on Simmonsma. Simmonsma and Heinen both have three. Free throw done, in and out, no good. Simmonsma there, able to grab the board. 37-34, Huron leading, 6 minutes to go. Hampton Hines dribbles off to the right side. Up top, Simmonsma. Back door, they find Hilton Hines. Back door, wrap around to Heinen for the layup. Pretty pass, Hilton Hines. Huron back up by five. 5:47 to go. McGovern, bounce pass in the corner, Johnson. Johnson thought about taking it, trying to get Dunn on the post up. Now she gets it at the block, double team, kicks out, and a shove going to go either on Simmonsma or on Davis. Davis came to help out on the double team. It is on Davis. That's her second. And the second team on Huron, Jefferson will run the out-of-bounds play on the baseline. Altenberg will come all the way outside in the corner. Johnson wants three. It's short. That might have been blocked by Heinen, but again, there's Dunn with the offensive rebound, and Simmonsma protesting that I had the block out. A little frustration there from Kenzie, and two free throws for Jaden Dunn. Fourth foul on Kenzie Simmonsma. 5.5 minutes to go in the game. Free throw is in and out. No good. Dunn has missed two free throws here in the fourth quarter. Allison James will check in and replace Simmonsma. Here on 39, Jefferson 34, 5.5 to go in the game. Second free throw for Jane Dunn is good. She gets one out of the two. Jane Dunn with 8 points. Pressure. Jane's in the front court. Gets it up ahead to Davis. Davis dribbles down to the baseline, double team, kick out to James. Hilton Hines fakes the three, drives in, but traveled with it. Traveling the call, turnover to Jefferson. Huron's lead at four, Jefferson forces the turnover. .515 to go in the game. It's been a good one here to open up our doubleheader. Remember, the boys' game is next. Left side, Johnson in the corner, McGovern. Back up front, Lydia Johnson. Reverse it right side, a deep three. Altenberg got it again. It's such a smooth left-handed shot. Brinley Altenberg of the ninth grader brings Jefferson within one, 39-38. Up ahead, off the hands of James. Crash on the floor, it'll roll out of bounds. No, we have a foul going to go on Allison James. Allison James picks up her third. That'll be the fourth team on Huron. Jefferson a chance for the lead. They've only led once that I can recall here in the second half. But a 4-0 run, a 4-0 run in a game like this is a big run. 39-38, Jefferson a chance to regain the lead. In the corner, Altenberg looking inside to Dunn. Up top, Johnson. D3, Altenberg on the other side. That's too strong, but McGovern pops in with the rebound. Wing it in the corner through the hands, but Lydia Johnson gets control. Ashlyn Johnson in the corner. Low post, Dunn. Double team, kick out. Fired in the corner. McGovern punches up the three. No good. Rebound comes out long. And again, Jefferson controls. Drive by Altenberg way off the mark. And is that out of bounds? What happened here? They're pointing up top. Now they're going to say just the ball got away from her evidently and hit the shot clock. Now they're saying it was deflected by Huron. All I can say on that, I don't think Altenberg's going to shoot a shot that's that far off. I think it hit the shot clock. So most likely this is the correct call. I say it is. Jefferson will inbound. Go to Dunlow, post back door, and that looked like his last touch by Ashlyn Johnson. It was here on Tiger Ball. If they would have gave that to Jefferson, I would have protested. 39-38 here on. We're hitting 4 minutes to go in the game. Lob pass, Hampton Hines, cross court, Hilton. Huron could use a bucket. Hilton in the front court. Hampton, wide open three. Yes! Hampton Hines, a deep three off the right wing. Timeout. Tigers lead 42-38. Timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
Bettering yourself or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
1 minute after 3 o'clock, KIJV AM FM Huron, 42-38, Huron leading second-ranked Jefferson. Still a lot of time left to go in this one, but a great performance by Huron. Huron 4-for-4 from the field here in the fourth quarter. Jefferson on the attack. In the corner, nearly stolen by Heinen. They're going to say Heinen did not touch it. I didn't think she did. It was a bad pass in the corner of McGovern. Heinen actually jumped it, but didn't need to. And the ball turns over to the Huron Tigers. Huron will inbound, full court pressure obviously, comes into Hilton Hines. Now Davis, they're looking to trap on her, now back to Hilton. Hilton into the front court, being guarded by McGovern, flips back now to Hampton Hines. Gets a screen, Hampton top of the key, pitches back right to Hilton Hines. Hilton on that wing, can't use the screen, backs it out. Huron being patient, 10 seconds on the shot clock. Allie Davis, right wing, up top Hilton. Hampton has it knocked away, stolen by Altenberg. Down the floor, stripped, and a foul going to go on Hilton Hines. But, hey, not a bad play by Hilton. Don't give her the easy layup. Hilton Hines picks up her second foul. That will be the fifth team on Huron, meaning Jefferson will have the bonus the rest of the way. This one's an active shooting foul. Two shots for Brinley Altenberg, her first trip to the free throw line. She leads Jefferson in scoring with 19. The lefty makes it 20. Her dad played on this very floor for a few years in college. Chris Altenberg, the armor standout, played at our former university here for a couple of years. Second free throw is no good. Battle for the rebound, and Hampton Hines going to be able to get it out of there. 42-39, Huron's lead at 3, inside of 3 minutes to go. Lob pass, Hampton, back to Hilton. Hilton will drive, feed a baseline. Nice catch by Heinen, who was behind her. Flips it to Davis. Davis triple-teamed. Back out to Hilton Hines. Huron sets the offense. High post. Back door. Try to get to the Simmons mind. Will dive on the floor. Jump ball. Possession Jefferson. Simmonsma did a good job of at least getting in there and tying that ball up because the pass probably wasn't going to make there. When that high-low was working Tuesday against Brookings. We tried it there, but it was plugged up there in the middle by Jefferson. 2.5 minutes to go in the game. Jefferson down three with the ball. McGovern. Play some catch with Altenberg. Left side, Silvernail. Silvernail almost lost the ball. Davis out there with her. Remember, it's the bonus for Jefferson. Baseline jumper, Johnson, no good. Rebound, Davis, and it's going to be Jefferson ball. Boy, Davis looked like she was getting pushed out of the way by Silvernail. And it'll be Jefferson with the ball. That's a tough one because that looked like a good blockout. Dunn at the low post, and a travel on Dunn. It will turn over to the Huron Tigers. .213 to go in the game. Full court pressure. Hilton Hines gets through the double team into the front court. Lost her dribble. Hands it off to Sister Hampton. Hampton dribbles off to the left side. Now Hilton at the top of the key against McGovern. Hilton starts to dribble to the right. Bounce pass Simmonsma as Hilton had lost her dribble. Davis in the corner. Hampton Hines three. No good. Rebound. And we're going to have a foul on the floor. Going to go on who? Looks like it's going to go on Jefferson. That was a good look for Hampton. First miss from the field here in the fourth quarter for the Huron Tigers. Fouls on Ashlyn Johnson, her second, and Jefferson wants a timeout. Both teams will be in the bonus the rest of the way. Minute 47 to go. Here on 42, Jefferson 39, timeout. 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
The HRMC Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Minute 47 to go in the game. Timeout Jefferson here on inbounding on their own baseline. Underneath, wide open. Simmonsma for the layup. She sealed off. The defender gets an easy deuce. Huron up five. Minute 40 to go in the game. Pruitt on the outside gets Jefferson into the offense. High post, Dunn. Dunn going to drive on Simmonsma. Kick out, three for McGovern. No good. Offensive rebound. No good. Third try, Dunn up and in, and she's fouled. And Huron just getting killed on the boards. Forced the misses, but can't get the rebound. And Dunn with the rebound and put back, and she's fouled by Hampton Hines. That's her third. And free throw pending for Jaden Dunn. It's good. Dunn with 10, and we have another timeout on the floor. Minute 25 to go. Two-point game, 44-42 here on timeout. 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Minute 25 to go in the game. Long pass comes into Hampton Hines, gets into the front court, but gets sealed off there by McGovern. But Huron inbounds it. Huron could use a bucket here. We're counting it down. Minute 15 to go in the game. Huron up two with the ball. Hampton Hines gets it from Hilton. Hilton dribbles off towards the left, trying to use a screen roll. Not there for Heinen. Back up top, Hilton Hines. Hilton at the key. We'll drive down. 1 minute to go in the game. Hilton guarded by Dunn. Back in the middle, Davis. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Hilton Hines at the key against Dunn. 4-3 screen. Hampton Hines will put up the shot, blocked. Shot clock violation. It will belong to Jefferson. 49 seconds to go. Each team has two timeouts left. Jefferson a chance to tie or take the lead with a long ball. McGovern will bring the ball up. 44, 43 seconds to go. Here on up, 44, 42. Big possession here. Altenberg at the top of the key. Reverse left side, Silvernail. High post, Johnson takes the 17-footer. Got it. We're tied. Ashlyn Johnson hits her first bucket of the second half. She has five. We're tied at 44, 30 seconds to go. Timeout, 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
30 seconds to go in, I guess we can say, regulation. We're tied at 44. I think Jefferson scored the last 5 points of the game. Here on a lab possession. Here on two timeouts remaining. Jefferson with one. They actually kind of pull off the press. Hilton Hines will bring the ball up and get Huron into the offense. Hines just on the dribble there now near half court. Hand off to Hampton Hines. Hampton gives back to Hilton. 10 seconds left. Huron holding it for a last shot. Hilton right. Tries to get away from Johnson. Goes to Heinen on the baseline. Spins. Fell down. Out of bounds. It'll be Jefferson ball with 2.5 seconds left. And Jefferson going to take their last timeout here. Huron turns it over. 2.5 seconds left. We'll take a timeout. 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! The school year places a heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways, so unnoticed visual problems can impact the child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
2.5 seconds to go. Jefferson has to go the length of the floor. They'll get it into a Dunn. Hand it off to Altenberg and half-court shot. no good. I'm not sure. Well, I guess it would have counted. I thought it was late. And anyway, it's overtime, tied at 44. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Roll into 2024 with incredible savings. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. Over 200 new and used in stock. Save over $2,300 off of Buick Envision. New Chevy 1500 Crew Cab. Save $6,500. Get a GMC 1500 Crew Cab with over $7,700 off. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
Dakota Sports KIKB, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Well, we go overtime. Both teams had their chances there. When you look at the stat sheet, there were a few missed free throws, three missed free throws in the fourth quarter by Jefferson. Huron never did attempt a free throw. Huron was actually 5 of 7 from the field, but too many turnovers. Fourth quarter for Jefferson, 5 of 12. Dunn and Heinen will jump at center here to start overtime. Tip controlled back to McGovern. It'll be Jefferson possession. I believe Jefferson's only led once here that I can recall in the second half. I have a chance to do so right away here in overtime. Dunn outside in the corner. McGovern. McGovern double teamed. Work the perimeter. Come back right side. Altenberg. Baseline Johnson. Johnson hit the shot that tied it. Low post. Dunn double teamed. Shoots under the bottom of the bankboard. No good. Battle for the rebound. Jump ball will give the ball to the Huron Tigers. He's just doing some quick arithmetic. Jefferson was 3 of 6 shooting free throws in the fourth quarter. Again, Huron did not attempt a free throw in the third quarter. Now Huron a chance to take the lead here early overtime. Tied at 44. Again, remember, the boys' game comes next. Hampton Hines into the front court. Spread the floor. Set it up. Hilton has it on the right wing. Here comes the screen from Heinen. Goes the other way, though. Now feeds it back into Heinen, underneath against Dunn, shoots over Dunn for two. Heinen has 8. And Huron leads 46-44. Jefferson in the front court, McGovern in the corner, Heinen gets out on her, Johnson, now McGovern fakes, drives the paint, slips it back. Did she travel? She did. Took an extra step as she tried to split the double team. Turnover to the Huron Tigers. We played just over a minute here in overtime. Huron up 46-44. Huron will inbound, and Jefferson, of course, with the full court pressure, comes into Hampton Hines. Now Allie Davis and Hilton Hines. Hilton got to do something here. Get it up to Allie Davis. Davis back in the middle. Hilton Hines breaks it. Here comes McGovern. Slaps it away. Ashlyn Johnson with the steal. Johnson up the floor. Bounce pass underneath. Stolen by Davis. Allie, a good hustle play by the Tigers. And Huron gets the ball back with 2.5 minutes to go in overtime. Huron up 2, 46-44. Hampton Hines wasn't expecting the pass, almost just turned at the last second and caught it. All her teammates flinched as it was coming towards them at the bench. Davis on the right side. Dribbles off, goes through the double team into the lane. Dangerous pass deflected by Jeffers. Oh, they're giving it to, oh, they're going to give this to Huron. That was definitely deflected by Jefferson, and that's what the officials do. The one on the outside saw the deflection. The one on the baseline did not. It'll be Huron ball. Inbounds underneath. There's Simmonsma again, blocked by Dunn. That worked in the fourth quarter, and then Altenberg loses the ball. Dunn had the block on Simmonsma. They cleared it, got it to Altenberg, and she lost it out of bounds. And now the Coach Pruitt has a question about something. I'm not sure what that's all about. And I think Cody Kaufman saying, can't we start playing ball here? Now the second official's coming over. Look, the call was made. Let's play ball. 2:07 to go in the game, 46-44 here on leading. Huron had some calls that we certainly question, but we don't stand in front of the bench for 30 seconds to talk about it. Inbounds for Hilton Hines. Hilton got to get it in. Finally gets it to Simmonsman. No, 5 second count on Huron. And another turnover. Turnover's been an issue tonight for Huron, but Coach Kaufman knew it would just by the way that Jefferson plays defense. As we hit 2 minutes to go in overtime, Huron up 46-44. They've scored the only points of overtime. Silvernail, high post, Johnson fakes. Wrap around to Dunn. Easy layup for two. Nice play. Ashlyn Johnson sets up Dunn. And it's tied at 46 with a minute 45 to go in the game. In the middle, ball knocked away. Foul going to go on Altenberg. Allie Davis will get free throws. Altenberg picks up her third. Again, both teams in the bonus here, so anytime there's a foul, unless it's offensive, there's going to be two free throws here throughout overtime. Allie Davis at the line to shoot two is 3 points, one of two on the free throws. First free throw since the third quarter for Huron. Free throw is no good. Davis try to salvage one to give Huron the lead. Second shot for Allie Davis is good. One out of two here on leads. 47-46 in overtime. Minute 40 to go. Here comes Jefferson. Here on three timeouts remaining. Jefferson has one. Off to the left side. McGovern drives into the paint. Lost the ball. Nicely played defensively by Heinen. Forced her to give up the ball, and Hilton Hines picked it up. Hampton in the front court. Here on a chance to extend a one-point lead with a minute 20 to go. Hampton and Hilton playing catch. Now timeout here on Tigers. Minute 16 to go here on 47. Jefferson 46 in overtime. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant in 8th Lounge. They specialize in steaks, burgers, seafood, and pasta. Ryan Singer can host your party in a private room and offer catering, too. Open Monday through Friday, 4 to 10, Saturday, 4 to 11, and open for lunch every Thursday, 11 to 2, and closed on Sunday. Ryan Singer Restaurant and 8th Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
Shane Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Minute 16 to go in the overtime. I shouldn't say the game, in overtime now. First overtime, Huron 47, Jefferson 46. Huron two timeouts remaining. Jefferson has one. And Huron will inbound it on the sideline by the student section. Davis gets it in the middle. Hilton Hines. Huron has 19 seconds on the shot clock. Simmonsma on the left wing brings it back up top. And McGovern went for the steal, didn't get it. Now Hilton Hines leans in, 10 seconds on the shot clock. Allie Davis, free throw line, threw it away, lost the ball. Back comes Silvernail. She'll slow it up, and with 55 seconds to go in the game, Jefferson a chance to take the lead here. They're going to be patient on their set. High post Johnson, oh, had Altenberg open. Now Davis almost tied Johnson up. Reverse it right side, McGovern on the wing. High post Johnson, go low to Dunn at the block. She's double teamed, knocked away by Heinen. Foul on Heinen. Heinen stuck a hand in there, knocked it away. Let him play defense. Two shots coming up for Jaden Dunn. She can give Jefferson the lead. That's foul number four on Lizzie Heinen. 36 seconds left in the game, or in the overtime. Free throw is good. We're tied at 47. Dunn has scored all 3 points for Jefferson here in the overtime. Tied at 47, free throw pending for Jaden Dunn. Second shot is good. Jefferson leads by one. Shot clock is on. There's 1 second difference. Huron down one with the ball. Huron's got two timeouts, and they'll take one here. 28 seconds left in overtime. Jefferson up one. We'll take a timeout of 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Lane Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets, PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course, proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron. For a great meal, count on the Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
28 and a half seconds left. Again, the shot clock is on. And Huron still has a timeout left, as does Jefferson. Huron, Hilton Hines trying to use a screen, dribbles off to the left, handed off to Hampton. Hines gets a screen. Top of the key, drives, Dunn has her legs buckled. Scoop shot good for Hampton Hines. Huron up one with 14 seconds left. Hampton Hines got Dunn to fall down defensively. She drives the basket, makes it. Timeout, Jefferson, or Huron, one of the two. 14 seconds left. We'll just keep it right here. And the timeout was Jefferson, so Jefferson's out of timeouts. Huron is one left. Huron 49, Jefferson 48. Huron trying to knock off number two in the state, Sioux Falls Jefferson. So again, both teams in the bonus. Jefferson will have to go the length of the floor, but they have plenty of time to do that with 15 seconds left. We'll see how Huron plays it defensively. Huron really hasn't shown much, if any, pressure in the backcourt all afternoon, just because Jefferson's equipped to handle that. 49-48 for Huron, 25 for Hampton Hines. For Sioux Falls Jefferson, Brinley Altenberg has 20. Jaden Dunn has 15. Dunn was quiet in the first half, but has made a big difference here in the second half. Dunn had 2 points at halftime. Now she's at 15. So lots of options for Jefferson. They've been going to Dunn a lot, obviously. And Huron will just lay back in the zone, so no pressure in the backcourt. I thought maybe they bring somebody up. Now they are going to bring Hilton Hines up just to make sure that they pick up the ball. So here we go. 11, 10 seconds left. McGovern, screen from Dunn. Stops, double team, ball deflected. Hilton Hines with the steal. She fell down. What's the call? They call travel on Hilton Hines. Kaufman wanted to get a timeout. They don't give it to him. And Kaufman barking in front of the Tiger bench. Hilton Hines nearly had the steal. 4.5 seconds to go. Again, Jefferson is out of timeouts. They have to inbound it. They got a double team on Dunn on the low post. Inbounds comes now back to Johnson, and she does the sideline violation. Johnson threw the ball to Silvernail. Silvernail threw it back to her, but Johnson was not back on the court. Turnover to Huron with 2.9 to go. Inbounds Hampton Hines. She's fouled. So we're down to 2 seconds left. Hampton Hines will shoot two. Would be a one possession game irregardless. Huron's going to pull everybody off the lane. Again, whatever happens with the free throws, Jefferson's got 2 seconds to get the ball up the floor. 49-48 overtime Huron. Hampton Hines will shoot two, and Jefferson only has two girls on the lane. 49-48 Huron, late overtime, first free throw, no good. Now, really, missing the second one's not a bad thing. Because that'll take time off the clock just because they have to catch the rebound. One more shot for Hampton Hines, 25 points in the game. Second shot is good. Two-point game, done. Going to inbound it and gives it right side. Johnson takes a dribble. Long shot at the buzzer. No good. Number two goes down. Huron Tigers in overtime defeat Jefferson 50-48. That's the signature win this team has been looking for. Huron moves to 4-6. Jefferson falls to 9-3. 2 minute timeout. We'll do a quick Gary's Hill Auto Glass post game and we'll be back and get ready for our boys. But a big win for the Tiger girls. Timeout 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School sports and the Tiger post-game show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
The Huron Tiger post-game report on Tiger 95 is brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass. Here's the voice of the Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Oh, what a one to put that one in the books. Let's see if the boys can hold up to the standard here. Great ball game, and the Huron Tigers knock off the number two ranked Sioux Falls Jefferson Cavaliers 50-48 in overtime. For Jefferson, now 9-3 on the season. Brinley Altenberg with 20 points. The ninth grader, boy, she's going to be a handful for the next 3.5 years. 15 for Jaden Dunn, who really came around in the second half. Ashlyn Johnson had 5 points. She had the game tying shot late in regulation. 4 points, Aaliyah McGovern, and 2 points apiece, Ava Silvernail and Cameron Whiting. For Huron, now 4-6 on the season, 25 for Hampton Hines, 7 points for Hilton Hines, 8 for Lizzie Heinen, 5 Kenzie Simmonsma, and 4 for Allie Davis. Haven't got my shot chart done. I'll just wait till the official stats come up for that. We'll pass that along before we get to the tip-off of the boys game. But again, a nice signature win for the Huron Tigers, the girls, as they defeat Jefferson 50-48. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes, come back, and we'll visit with our boys coaches now. as, again, they got a little bit to live up to after the show the girls put on. Tim Reck, head coach of Sioux Falls Jefferson, they're 5-5. Here on head coach Tim Budnagan, they're 5-4. We'll talk about our upcoming boys game next. 2 minute timeout on Dakota Sports.
I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! The school year places a heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways. So unnoticed visual problems can impact a child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today. The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Getting set for our boys game now here on Tiger Sioux Falls Jefferson Cavaliers. Tim Reck, head coach of the Cavaliers. They come in with a record of 5-5 and did have to play last night. We'll get to that shortly here. First off, coach, you came in with a few unknowns, I guess. I know you watch these kids at JV, but outside of one guy, there was not a lot of varsity experience back this year.
Correct. Yeah, we only had one guy with varsity experience. We graduated 11 seniors last year, but it's been fun to see how they've all developed and worked together.
And a lot of changeover, too. Last year, you were a tall team. You had a lot of athletic kids. I'm not saying you don't have athletic kids now, but not quite as big.
Yeah, we definitely do not have the 6'6", the 6'7", kids across the top that we did before. But, yeah, we're still pretty athletic, and we like what we've got.
You know, Coach Bud said you like to get up and down the floor, and it doesn't matter, offense or defense.
Correct, yeah. We want to transition offense as much as we can, push the ball. Kids really like to do that. And then we'll get back defensively and put a little pressure on people.
Now here on Tigers, the opponent today, and they're a little bigger than you.
They are. They start two kids that are a lot taller than we are, so we'll have our hands full.
Your scouting report on Huron.
You got to watch out for the Elwine kid. And he's not the only one, but they also have the young freshman that can shoot it pretty well, and we're going to have to guard everybody.
And bottom line is, I know Bud said it this morning on our coaches show, Huron, Jefferson, there's like four, five, six teams here. We're all bunched right together right now.
Yeah, this middle of the pack right now could be anybody's game, and it's going to be someone who gets hot at the end of the season.
Tim Reck, head coach of Sioux Falls Jefferson. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Blowout sale at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. Over 200 new and used.
Go with Bud in 3, 2, and 1.
Off of Buick Envision. New Chevy 1500 Crew Cab. Save $6,500. Get a GMC 1500 Crew Cab with over $7,700 off. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. They specialize in steaks, burgers, seafood, and pasta. Ryan Singer can host your party in a private room and offer catering, too. Open Monday through Friday, 4 to 10, Saturday, 4 to 11, and open for lunch every Thursday, 11 to 2, and closed on Sunday. Ryan Singer Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
We're back getting set for the back half of our doubleheader here. Huron Tigers, Sioux Falls Jefferson Cavaliers, talking with Tiger coach Tim Buddenhagen. Both teams come, or I guess Huron 5-4, Jefferson after at 5-5 after last night's loss. But coach, coming off the win Tuesday, Brookings, I know we talked about it afterward, felt might have been our best complete game of the season.
Yeah, just because we moved the basketball a lot better than we have been. I thought we did set some good screens. I thought we curled to the basket well. We got a post up every now and then, and we got to continue working on those things. But our offense looked better, and then our defense has been solid. So when you can combine good offense with solid defense, you have a chance to win a lot of games.
Now, Jefferson, here's going to be a challenge in that it's a completely different Jefferson team pretty much from last year. Bottom line is they're going to challenge us with quickness. They're going to be all over the floors. A little different look than what we've seen.
Yeah, they're quick. They get the ball out fast. We got to get down the floor, wall up the lane. Harrisburg did a really nice job of keeping the ball out of paint, frustrating them. If there's one weakness, they don't really shoot the ball well from the outside. So we got to make sure that we get down the floor. They're shooting 58% from the two, so that means they're getting in the paint a lot. They've only taken 100 threes, so we know what their weakness is. Now can we force them into that weakness?
And bottom line is, and you mentioned it this morning, Jefferson, Huron, there's a bunch of teams right in this five-win level right now, so these are key games. I know it's still January 20th, but these are key games.
Yeah, anywhere from 5 to 16 right now. Mm-hmm. All of us either have 5 or 4 wins, so there's a lot of jockeying of position that's going to happen in the next 3 weeks because we play, obviously Jefferson today is 5-5. Watertown's 5-5. We play those guys Tuesday. I think Lincoln's 6-3, so three teams that are, in similar positions. You can get a couple of these, then you can, move up a little bit in the standings. So very important for us, not only to win, but to play well.
Tim Buddenhagen, head coach of the Huron Tigers. Timeout, 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Shane Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Hop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron.
Back at the arena, are getting set for our boys game now, about 2.5 minutes from starting lineups and tip off. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Our girls game here on knocks off number 2 Jefferson in overtime, 50-48. Went down the scoring earlier. Jefferson was 17 of 53 from the field, 32%, just 3 of 21 from the three-point arc. That was 14%. Jefferson 11 of 17 on free throws. Huron 16 of 32 from the field, 21 shots less than Sioux Falls Jefferson. 50%, though, shooting. Just 3 of 5 three-point shooting. If you had told Kaufman, I think, we'd only take 5 threes during the game and still win, he would have probably laughed at you. But Huron was 15 of 24 from the free throw line. Not a great percentage, but you still outscored Jefferson by 4 points. Maybe the most impressive stat, Huron out-rebounded Jefferson 31-29. The one negative on that, Jefferson had 13 of their 29 rebounds were offensive. And on the offensive rebounds, Jefferson was 13-4 over Huron. Turnovers, Jefferson had 22, Huron had 25. So both teams' defenses were clicking there. When you have that many turnovers both ways, both teams are pretty much playing the same way. So, hey, Coffin's up here. We'll talk to him real quick. Grab the microphone over there while we're doing the lineups there. You always say you want those signature wins. That was a signature win.
Man, and our girls deserved it, didn't they? I mean, how close have we been a couple of times? You know, twice at Mitchell, at Harrisburg. Something about these Saturday afternoon games, it's a rush, man. And, man, we fought. We gave it up a little bit, got down one, you know, tied it back up, went to overtime, and we just kept battling and battling. And, man, that's fun. And, look, I mean, Saturday afternoon, look at this arena, you know. Not many places show out like here on South Dakota when it's basketball season.
By just so many key plays defensively. Yeah, we had 22 turnovers. I think they had 25 or the other way around. You know, both teams were playing great defense.
I don't even know. What was the final score, Duff?
50-48 in overtime.
50-48. So, I mean, right, you know, we held them right where we wanted to, you know, and we got to 50. And when we get to 50, we feel good enough about our defense. You know, credit to them for battling back, but holy cow, I mean, we fought and fought and fought, you know, and we just kept battling, and you're right, this is the signature win that we needed.
Yeah, we had 25 turnovers, but they had 22. You knew there were going to be turnovers for us, so the key is, you know, we about equaled it.
Yeah, I guess I wouldn't have thought that we would turn them over as much as they turned us over, right? So with their pressure, we don't play that pressure, they do, so... Dude, that was, I mean, yeah, that's good to see. I haven't seen those stats, but if we did that, that means our defense was working tonight.
And also, if I'd have told you at 10 o'clock this morning, you'd shoot 5 total threes and win, we were 3 of 5 on threes.
Scored 50 points and scored 9 of them from the three-point line. Man, yeah. Yeah, that's huge. I mean, and it just found another way to be good and win, right? We haven't done that, or I mean, I shouldn't say we haven't done that, but we found ways to compete, no matter if we're making the three, we're defense, whatever it is. So, yeah, that's a great win for us.
And first graduate player of the game is going to be Hampton Hines. She's the most experienced player. She's the primetime player. She came up primetime today.
Yeah, it's Hampton Hines, right? I don't need to tell Tiger Nation any more than it's Hampton Hines, and she exceeds expectations all the time.
Hey, you go back to Kauffman Corner and go talk to that 0-4 team at halftime.
I'm going
to
go enjoy this one now. Thanks, Duff.
Cody Kauffman, head coach of the Tiger Girls. We're ready to tip off the boys. Didn't get the lineups, but hey, we'll figure it out here as we get going as Mason Payne will jump against Blake Elwine, and we are underway with our boys' game. Pass goes down underneath. Anderson Porish off the pass from Moding, gets the layup, and Huron on the board quickly, 2-0 off the tip. It's like the band's leaving, even though the boys' game just starting. High post, get it to Payne. He'll drive down baseline, kind of bowl over Elwine, no call, and Payne answers for Jefferson. We're tied at 2, just 30 seconds gone in the ball game. Huron has Colton McNeil, C.J. Ganey, Anderson Porish. Porish on the drive, right by Payne for another layup. C.J. Ganey, Blake Elwine, Anderson Porish, Gavin Moding, Colton McNeil for Huron. For Sioux Falls, Jefferson, Damaris Fields, Tyler Bohannon, Dawson Sexer, Braylon Bear, and Mason Payne. Ball thrown away and will go out of bounds. Was it deflected by Huron? Officials are going to give it to... Well, now they're going to have a discussion. Yes, it is going to be Huron ball. Nobody really made a motion either way. Of the Jefferson Cavaliers, Dawson Sexer is the only rotation player back from last year's team. Was a Final Four team. Up top, the goal baseline. There it is to Porish again. Porish double-teamed and traveled with it. Good helping defense that time by Tyler Bohannon. Shuffled the feet, and the ball will turn back over to the Jefferson Cavaliers. Oh, I got my crowd bite back, too. There we go. 4-2 lead here on, but Jefferson with the ball just underway in our boys' game. In the corner is Sexer, back up top, Bear. Go in the corner to Fields. He'll go baseline, cut out by the double team, kick back out, drive to the paint. Sexer had the ball knocked away, but a foul going to go on Huron. And this will be two shots for Dawson Sexer. Colt McNeil with the foul. That is his first. Again, at halftime, we'll just keep it here. When we get to halftime, they're going to have a brief presentation of the team members from the 04 championship that came back. Last I heard, 10 out of the, I think, 15 on the roster are back in town for it today. Second free throw is good. We're tied at 4. Foul is on Colton McNeil, by the way, first of the game. C.J. Gainey gets into the front court. Straight man here by Jefferson. Gainey comes right side. McNeil thought about the 3. We'll step back. Moding has it on the baseline with Fields out on him. Back up top, it's Elwine. Step back 3, right elbow. Back of the iron, no good. Stepping in for the rebound is Braylon Bear. Into the front court, and the ball thrown away by Jefferson. Tried to lead Fields up the floor, too far for him. And the ball will come back to the Huron Tigers. Fields, 5'6", just notice that. And again, a much shorter team than what Jefferson had last year. They had a 6'10 guy start. Here's the off glass, no good by McNeil. Rebound, Sexer. He's up into the front court, lost the ball, picked it up in the corner, Bear. Back up top, here's the drive. Bohannon swatted by Elwine. Will still be Jefferson ball. And Carson Evans checks in for McNeil. 5:48 to go, first quarter just underway. Late start for the boys, just as the girls went overtime. In the corner, open 3 for Bear is short. Rebound one-handed for Elwine. Elwine looks up ahead, left side in the front court. Porish, 3 in the corner for Gainey, no good. Airballed it, rebound for Bear. Back comes Jefferson. Fields drives, a little fadeaway from Evans, no good. Ball tipped and controlled by Elwine. Blake into the front court, coming up the right side of the floor. Hesitates, drives, and a blocking call going to go on Bear. Braylon Bear's got the defensive assignment on Elwine to start the game. 5:20 to go, first quarter, tied at 4. Rec didn't like something about the call as he's talking to the official. Outside, it's inside to Elwine. Ball on the floor as it was deflected away by Bear. We're going to have a jump ball. Possession will go to Sioux Falls Jefferson. It was deflected by Bear, and then just nobody knew the ball was loose. It went right behind about 3 different players. Finally, a tie ball, and Jefferson will get it back. We're tied at 4. Bohannon, right wing, goes back door. Sexer open. Blocked from behind by Evans. Great play by Carson. Back comes Huron. We played 3 minutes. We're tied at 4. Elwine picked up his dribble. Needs some help. Goes in the middle. Gainey has it on the right wing. Against Sexer, back to Evans, 3, left elbow, no good. Rebound Moding, out jumps Fields, gets the layup and put back. Gavin Moding gets his first bucket here on up 6-4 on the offensive rebound. Right side Fields, up top Bohannon, wide open 3, no good. Rebound tipped and Evans gets control. Back comes Huron up 2, 4.5 minutes to go, first quarter, Moding spins, goes back door, nice pass to Evans, missed the layup, out of bounds, and we'll stay with Huron. Great pass by Moding, Evans couldn't finish off the layup though, but Huron will keep possession as we get our first subs of the game in for Jefferson. Jose Unzen, a freshman, and also Ethan Swenson, a junior. Gainey on the left wing, up top, Porish, a deep 3, got it! Anderson Porish, the freshman, with 7 points here in the first 4 minutes of the first quarter here on up 9-4. 4 minutes to go, first quarter, Sexer, the outside against Porish, swinging around right side, Swenson, going low post, and a whistle, and I think a hand check call going to go on Carson Evans as he was trying to get the position on Mason Payne. Carson Evans will pick up his first and the second team. Colton Ogle in for the first time, and McNeil in back in for Huron. We have a timeout, Jefferson. 3:52 to go, first quarter. Huron up 9-4. Timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
On the scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Dakota Sports KIJB, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
3:52 to go, first quarter, 9-4 lead Huron. Jefferson running the out of bounds on the baseline. Lob comes all the way up top to a Bear, hands it off Swenson. Little weave out there. Sexer has it on the wing, checked out there by Ogle. He wants to drive, kick in the corner, three. Swenson is way short, tapped out of bounds, and will be Huron ball. Well, Jefferson struggling from the field. I have him 1 of 7. And Huron leads 9-4, 3:37 to go, first quarter. Elwine goes off the right, has the open three, right wing, got it. First bucket of the game, Blake Elwine, and Huron opens an 8-point lead, 12-4, quickly. Up the floor comes Jefferson, though. Drive into the paint, now back it out. That's a new guy in the game, Unzen. Swenson on the right side. Unzen has the ball popped away by Moting, but gets control of it. Unzen will drive the paint, knocked away. Moting with the steal, then picked up by McNeil. Here on into the front court, off the Jefferson turnover. Elwine, top of the key, drives, and finger roll for two. Maybe an extra step. He might have got the dunk, but here on up 10, 14-4, inside of 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Unzen, left side, goes in the corner. Sexer, he'll drive, get some contact. Can't get the shot to go, though. But free throws coming up for Dawson Sexer. He's 2 for 2 from the line already. Colt McNeil picks up his second here in the first quarter. Third team on Huron with 2:46 to go. First free throw is no good. And Ganey back in as Moting comes out into the game for Jefferson is Daniel Jones, a senior. Second shot for Dawson Sexer is good. 1 out of 2. He's got 3 points, all from the free throw line. 14-5 Huron. 2:43 to go in the first quarter. Ganey wants Ogle to get out of the way, clear it out. He's going to drive, spin on Payne. Go in, kick out. Nice catch by McNeil. Ogle on the left side. Ogle baseline, has a lane. Scoop shot won't go. Gets his own rebound, then loses it. Tipped in and controlled by Payne. Up the floor now, Jones. He'll hold it back. Hudson in the corner. Drive baseline. Swenson, nice shovel pass, and the layup good for Daniel Jones. Good ball movement by the Cavaliers, and they're back within 7, 14-7 with 2:08 to go here in the first quarter. Open three, McNeil, yes! Colt McNeil with the three ball, and here I'm back up 10, 17-7. Inside of 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Sexer on the drive, has a lane to the hoop for two, over Elwine, difficult shot. 5 for Sexer, 17-9, Huron's lead back at 8. Minute 43 to go, first quarter. Ganey has McNeil right side, takes another three, hit one, hits two. McNeil back-to-back threes, they gave him both. And here on their biggest lead of the first quarter, 11, 20-9. Wraparound pass, Payne not ready for it. Maybe forced a little bit that time by Unzen. And the ball will belong to the Huron Tigers. Holden Hagen for the first time for Huron. Carson Evans back in as Ogle and Porish take a break. Minute 24 to go, first quarter. Huron up 11 and in the front court. And now we have a whistle away from the ball. That's going to go underneath, maybe on Daniel Jones. My guess is he was trying to get position with Blake Elwine. foul on Daniel Jones is his first in the second team on Jefferson. Minute 20 to go, first quarter, here on up 11. Inbounds, and McNeil waiting, comes all the way out. Nice catch by Elwine, and traveled with it. I think he was starting to lose his balance, and he was hoping he could lean into Daniel Jones, and Jones backed off. Travel the call. Turnover to Jefferson. Here on 20, Jefferson 9, late first quarter, boys game. Top of the key, back in, or still in, Hudson. Swenson has it on the right side, worked the perimeter. Dribble off to the left, small lineup in there right now for Jefferson. Hudson with the drive, fakes, gets up, and Haig had the rebound, but lost his balance coming down with it, and it will stay down on the Jefferson end. Nice fake by Hudson, he got Elwine to bite, and then on the second shot, Elwine, I think, still got a piece of it. Jefferson will inbound it. Up top, Jones has it at the free throw line. Unzen again wants to go in the paint. Here's the roll underneath. Kick out, open three for Swenson is good. Ethan Swenson with the three ball, and the lead now at 20-12. I think a warning for Jefferson. Maybe somebody batted the ball away after it went through. Here on ball with 40 seconds to go in the first quarter, up by 8. Jefferson just hitting their first three. Dribble off to the left, Gainey hands it off to Elwine. Elwine starts the drive, kick out. There's another three for McNeil. Three for three threes. Colton McNeil here on back up 11, 23-12. Shot clock off with 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. Go in on the baseline to Bear. Kick out in the corner. There's Swenson, another three. He can't get that one. Elwine on the run down the floor. Finds Gainey. Gainey all the way in for the layup. Transition bucket for Huron. 2-1. Jones will shoot at the buzzer and no good after one. Huron 25, Jefferson 12. We'll take a timeout of 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
Dakota Sports KIJD, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Start the second quarter. Huron has the ball. A trap by Jefferson. Huron in the free throw line. Back out. Long three for Elwine. Back of the iron. No good. And the rebound for Jefferson. And almost deflected off of Jefferson, but it will be Jefferson ball as Gainey about got a steal. So a quick three and out for Huron. First quarter shooting. Huron 10 of 16. That included five threes. Jefferson 4 of 12. Start the second quarter. Jefferson on the attack. Fields back into the game. Has it in the corner. Go low post to Payne against Elwine. Turn, shoots. Blocked by Elwine. Up and back down on the floor. And we're going to have another jump ball call. And it'll stay down on the Jefferson end. Early second quarter, 25-12. Huron leading, Jefferson with possession. Lob in again, Payne against Elwine. He's plowing his way back into Elwine, and until they call that, Payne's just going to be able to back his way underneath the basket. He'll shoot two free throws here. Foul on Blake Elwine is his first. And two shots coming up for Mason Payne as one bucket in the game. Free throw is in and out, no good. As Evans will come in for Elwine. We're early second quarter, 25-12 here on Leading in the Boys. In Kurtz Heating and Cooling, scoreboard update, the girls' final here on 150-48 in overtime. Both free throws no good. Rebound Porish and the foul on Braylon Bear. Bear picks up his second foul. First team on Jefferson, one team foul apiece here to start the second quarter. Full court pressure now by Jefferson, just trying to make some things happen defensively. Inbounds comes to Carson, and now everybody just backs off, and Carson Evans will bring the ball up himself. Has it top of the key, drives on Payne, can't get the shot off, back up top Moding. Moding left side, Evans out on the perimeter. Evans will drive, almost lost the ball, hands it off to Porish underneath, slips it to Evans. Evans shoots over Payne, no good, well defended by Payne. Fields out of there with the loose ball, gets it up ahead. Sexer the Euro step and is fouled from behind. Boy, Jefferson got down the floor quickly that time. And we'll get free throws for Dawson Sexer. Already the fifth and sixth free throws here of the first half for Dawson Sexer. Foul on Evans is his second and the second team on Huron. 6:55 to go, first half. Sexer can't hit the first free throw. Jefferson's been struggling a bit. Well, they're 0 for 3 now in the second quarter anyway. One more shot for junior or for senior Dawson Sexer. Second shot is good. One out of two. 25-13. Huron's lead is at 12. We play just over a minute here in the second quarter. Evans brings the ball up ahead. Hands it off to Porish. Porish going to attack. Had the ball slapped away. There's that quickness again picked up by Bear. Down the floor and led Fields too far in transition. That's the way, though, Jefferson wants to play. They want to get up and down the floor, stretch you defensively, make you run with them. But the ball turns over to Huron again into Evans as he's got Payne on him, and Payne just wants to pick him up at half court. Evans will hand it off to McNeil against Bear. Right side, it's Gainey. Gainey looking inside, brings it back around the perimeter, hands it off to Evans. Evans top of the key, left side McNeil, had the hot hand in the first quarter. Colton spin move, right back door, not there to Gainey. Cross court, Evans. Evans fakes a three, 10 seconds on the shot clock. Evans comes to the left, takes an 18-footer, no good, and just kind of forced him to take a shot. Good defensive possession for Jefferson. Here's Sexer down the floor. Kick out in the corner. Open three. No good. And Moding with the rebound off the miss by Bohannon. Into the front court comes Porish. Dribbles left. Has Moding on the wing against Fields. Now bounce pass baseline Porish. Porish against Bohannon. Tried to spin. Now he gets away from him. Goes reverse layup for two. Counted. He's fouled. Anderson Porish with the bucket. He's got 9 points here in the first half. 4 of 4 shooting from the field. And he'll get a chance for the and one free throw with 5:37 to go here in the first half. Foul on Bohannon is his first. Second team on Jefferson. Elwine back into the game along with Ogle. One shot, Anderson Porish is good. The ninth grader already in double digits with 10 points. And here on up 15, 28-13. Bohannon in the front court. Back up top, Fields backs it out and sets it. Gets a screen, comes left, open three at the key, in and out. And Ogle grabs the rebound. Ogle coming up the floor at the top of the key. Now drives all the way in on Payne. Couldn't finish the shot. Rebound by Jefferson in the front court. A little trouble to handle Bear. He gets control of it and then puts the shoulder down. Offensive foul on Bear. I was hoping they were going to call that. He just put a shoulder into Elwine and knocked him over. Offensive foul on Braylon Bear. And that's number 3 on Braylon Bear. And he's going to come off the floor. In fact, 4 new Jefferson players coming on the floor. The only guy that stays on is Mason Payne. Back in is Unzen. Also back into the game is Ethan Swenson. I'll pick up a few of those others. Daniel Jones back in for Jefferson. Here on up 15 with the ball inside of 5 minutes to go in the first half. Top of the key, 3 for Ogle. No good. Rebound for Jones, and he's on the push up the floor. Driving, bounce pass, stolen away. Great play by Porish. He stole the pass, then saved it in to Ogle before he went out of bounds. Turnover back to Huron. Ganey gives to Ogle. Ogle comes up to the top of the key. He'll try to back his way in on Payne. Now cut off. Three for Porish. Got it. Anderson Porish having himself a first half. 13 points. I have him 5 of 5 from the field. A pair of threes here on their biggest lead at 31-13. 4:18 to go in the first half. Low post. There's Payne against Elwine. Kicks back out Swenson. Right back to Payne at the block. Pushes away in on Elwine. Blocked by Elwine. Comes right back down to Payne. He'll kick back out to Swenson. 10 seconds left on the shot clock. Left side Unzen in the corner. Open three is good. Jefferson needed that one. Delivered by Jordan Dettler. That was the fourth guy that came in that didn't catch the number. Jordan Dettler off the bench. Hits a three. Jefferson needed it. They're back within 15. Ogle trying to drive on Payne. Now backs it out. Porish, another open three. Right wing. First miss, but the rebound comes right out to Elwine. Three ball for Ganey. Got it. First three of the game for Ganey. Jefferson finally forces a miss by Porish, but Huron still scores 34-16 Huron. 3:23 to go first half. Working the perimeter. Here's the drive. Jones over Porish. Tough shot. Got it. Jones with his second bucket. 34-18. Huron's lead at 16. Ogle takes a three right wing. Got it. The threes continue to rain for Huron. The lead is 19 with 3 minutes to go in the first half. 37-18. Huron on top. Unzen will take a three. No good. Long rebound. Comes out to Dettler in the corner. Now he'll drive baseline. Kick out to Swenson. Back cross court. Three for Jones. Got it. Daniel Jones with the three. He's got seven off the bench. The lead back at 16 again, 37-21. Huron on top with 2:35 to go in the first half. Foul going to go, I think, on Payne. No, going to go on Daniel Jones. Didn't see what happened. It was away from the ball. Jones, though, picks up his second foul. McNeil and Haig back into the game for Huron as Porish and Ganey come out. And back in for Edward Whiting in, I believe, maybe for the first time. I think he was in the first quarter for Jefferson. He's on the floor now. Right side, Haig. Haig looks to drive, cut off. There's McNeil, fakes. Now he wants to drive the paint, goes reverse, layup short. Rebound, Haig almost saved it in. Boy, a great drive by McNeil, just couldn't finish it off. And the ball will belong to Jefferson. 2:19 to go in the first half. Here on 37, Jefferson 21. Jefferson in the front court again, going away from me here in the first half. Jones at the top of the key. Swenson left side. Swenson gets a screen, stops, almost traveled with it. Baseline goes inside to Whiting. Whiting against Haig. Now scoops it back in the corner. Up top, Jones. Jones, nice move. Tries to get away from Evans. Lost the ball. Kick out three for Swenson. Yes. Swenson hits his second three of the game. He's got six, and the lead's chipped to 13. 37-24. 6-0 run by Jefferson. Minute 40 to go here in the first half. Haig gives back to Evans. Evans cross court to McNeil. McNeil has Swenson out on him in the corner. Haig. Haig, couple of dribbles, hands it off to Moting, bobbles right back to Haig. Now McNeil, top of the key, low post, there's Elwine, and he'll go in. Finger roll, no good, gets his rebound, misses again. Fourth time is fouled. Well, Elwine missed three, but still gets a chance to score from the free throw line. Two shots coming up for Blake Elwine, just point blank. He tried the finger roll. You know, again, could have been a dunk, but the dunk hasn't always treated him well this year. Foul on Daniel Jones is his third. Two free throws for Elwine. Bounces in the first one. Blake with six. Minute 17 to go in the first half. Porish back in for Huron, as is Ganey. And one shot pending now for Blake Elwine. Jefferson's 15 foul, too. Bonus rest away for Huron. Second free throw, no good. The lead is 14, so Jefferson Hawks would like to chip it back down to about 10 if they can before the half. Up top, Dettler comes left side. New man into the game. That's Dane Quick. Work the perimeter right now, looking inside. Here on zoning this possession. We haven't seen that a lot. Right side, here's the drive. Unzen goes baseline. Jumper for Whiting is good. And Jefferson's been shooting the ball well here in the second quarter. It's a 12-point game here on led by 19 not that long ago. It's down to 12, 38-26. I think it's a 7-1 run by Jefferson in the corner. McNeil takes another three, too strong, rebound, and saved in, but saved right into Jefferson. And Jefferson, here they go. They have a chance to get it down to at least 10. Here's the drive, kick out Quick. Fake steps in, 18-footer is short. Rebound comes back too Quick underneath the basket, and he traveled with it. Gave up the offensive rebound, but survived. And with 18 seconds to go here in the first half, Huron Tigers have a chance to score here before halftime. Tigers looks like they want to hold it for one shot. Right side it comes to Elwine. Kind of got hacked there a bit. 6.5 seconds to go. Bounce pass to Porish. 2-1. Porish forces up a shot, but they're going to wave it off and say he traveled. And that will end the first half. Halftime score here on 38. Jefferson 26. We'll keep it right here as we're going to have, I believe, an announcement here for the 2004 championship team. Going to let Jefferson go in the locker room. The Huron boys are going to stay on the bench to watch the presentation. And once they get everything set up, I'm going to send it down to the arena floor. Let Mr. Hader take it over. Let the officials leave the floor as well. But don't see where the team is, but it must be down underneath me. So, and here we go.
This is the 20th anniversary of the 2004 Boys Basketball Championship Journey. These young men were able to finish the season 20-3 and 13-1 in the ESD. The Tigers lost their very first conference contest and then rattled off 13 straight victories. It is the last Huron team to win the Triple Crown. ESD champs, District 3A champs, and state champions. These young men unified a community with their toughness and grit. They were able to bring about a sense of enthusiasm and energy that took Tiger Nation to a new level. Here today representing the 2004 Huron basketball state champions are Chad Wild, Eric Hall, Matt Roder, Rory Reed, Gavin Howell, Adam Corco, Taryn Corco, Cody Kaufman, Scott DeBoer, Bo Mack, Alex Nelson, Dylan Corcoran, Coach Al Steffen, Coach Tom Reed, Coach Terry Rodert, and Coach Tim Budenhagen. Ladies and gentlemen, please give the 2004 state championship team a Tiger round of applause.
Great to see everybody back there, the 04 state champions. Hard to believe this coming March it'll be 20 years since that wonderful run out in Rapid City, culminating with a 75-69 win over O'Gorman for the championship. And look forward to seeing those boys some after we get finished with this game. And with this game, we're at the half, 38-26. Huron is leading Jefferson. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes and run down the stats next 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
12 states. Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron.
So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Hero.
The HRMC Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
FNBO is a great big small bank, and for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank. FNBO, independent and family owned for six generations, and ever so focused on you. Stop on by. Or visit us at fnbo.com. Member FDIC.
I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
KIJV. It's Tiger Radio. It's halftime. Let's join the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Halftime here at the Huron Arena, 38-26. Huron is leading Jefferson. Here's the rundown on the scoring. Jefferson got more points off the bench than they did from the starters, 18-8 off the bench. 7 points for Daniel Jones, 6 points, Ethan Swenson, 6 points, Dawson Sexer. 3 points for Jordan Dettler, and 2 points, Edward Whiting and Mason Payne. For Huron, 13 for Anderson Porish, 9 for Colton McNeil, 6 points, Blake Elwine, 5 for C.J. Ganey, 3 for Colton Ogle, and 2 for Gavin Moding. Shooting in the first half, Jefferson, 9 of 24, 37.5%, 4 of 12 from the 3 for 33%, 4 of 8 from the free throw line. Huron, 14 of 31 from the field, 45%, 8 of 15 on threes, 53%, 2 of 3 on free throws. Each team had 17 rebounds in the first half. Nobody with more than 3 for Jefferson, 5 rebounds for Blake Elwine. And those are your halftime stats, and Huron, a 38-26 lead here at halftime. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes, run down some scores, get set for our second half on Dakota Sports Tiger 95.
Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
The HRMC Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Just before the second half, let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Double-A Girls Finals, Mitchell edged Harrisburg, 46-44. Rapid City Central topped Watertown, 50-46. Huron, again, our girls defeat number 2, Sioux Falls Jefferson, 50-48 in overtime. Stevens defeated Brookings, 59-46. O'Gorman top rank defeated Roosevelt, 59-21. Brandon Valley defeated Aberdeen, 56-31. The boys' final scores, Rapid City Stevens, 59, Brookings, 38. Watertown, 50, Rapid City Central, 38. Brandon Valley, 61, Aberdeen, 40. Those are the finals double A here on your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Did forget to do our officials before the game. Kind of got caught there with Coach Kaufman coming up. Had to Coach Kaufman talk at that time because he wanted to be down on the floor. He was part of that 04 state championship team, wanted to be part of that presentation. Officials for our game are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Calling this game has been Greg DeSpigler, Aaron Entringer, and Doug Rusink. They're the law on the court, and they're backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Here on up 12, 38-26, but Jefferson actually ended the first half on an 8-1 run, chipped the lead down from 19-12. Huron will have the ball as we begin play in the second half. Huron going away from me now for the third and fourth quarter. Gainey into the front court, gets a screen from Elwine. Elwine rolls, can't get it to him. It's going to be stolen instead by Bohannon. Down the floor, Bohannon with the scoop. No good. Gainey can't get the rebound. He and Sexer were fighting for it. Sexer has it down low against Pori. Shoots, misses. Payne with the third try gets fouled. This time it was Jefferson crashing the boards. Couldn't get the ball to go in, but they're going to get themselves to the free throw line. And slowly but surely, Jefferson just chipping away at here on here as we just get started with the second half. Anderson Porish picks up the foul. That's his first. Free throw no good for Mason Payne. He'll get one more. Just underway in the second half, and Huron's lead at one time 19. It's now down to 12 and down to 11 as Payne goes 1-2 from the free throw line. He's got three. 38-27. It was 37-18 at one point. Straight man here by Jefferson. Huron goes right now. Gets a double team, ball knocked away again on the floor, and we're going to end up with a jump ball, and possession will go to Jefferson. Two possessions, two turnovers for the Huron Tigers as Jefferson is cranking up the defensive intensity. They got a chance right away here to start the second half to get it down to single digits. Fields will bring it into the front court, hand it off to Bohannon. Bohannon bounce past Sexer at the top of the key. Baseline, step back for Fields, work the perimeter. On the baseline, Payne goes underneath, Sexer to the hoop. They work the ball around, got the easy basket. Sexer, his first field goal, or second field goal of the game, he's got eight. And now the lead is nine, a foul, blocking foul going to go on Jefferson as Elwine tried to drive. But Jefferson again down 19, now they're down nine. But foul number four on Braylon Bear. He's had a hard time staying on the floor with that foul trouble. He's going to have to leave the floor, and Unzen going to come back in for the Jefferson Cavaliers. But Huron's got to get some offense going in. It's been stagnant since late in the second quarter. And Jefferson has pounced on the opportunity. Moting on the left wing, clear it out. He'll go baseline, cut off by Fields. Now McNeil on the left wing, Payne on him. Going the baseline to Elwine. Now they double team on him. He'll back out, go underneath the McNeil, kick out. And we have a pushing call going to go on Payne, I believe, as after McNeil passed it out on the perimeter, he went flying. It was on Unzen, okay. Either way, it's on Jefferson here on Run the Out of Bounds play on the baseline. Lob comes out, and it's stolen by Bohannon. Another turnover. Bohannon down the floor. Blocked by Elwine, but Unzen picks it up and then throws it away. And up the floor, we have an injury, and Elwine a little slow to get up. I think he went into that basketball standard, and he's kind of shaking that off. He'll come off the floor. He might have went into the I didn't really see what happened to him. He blocked the shot, then kind of disappeared from sight. And Rec is really chewing on the official about something as well. Here on ball, 6:26 to go, third quarter. Pace of the game is kind of slogged down. Carson Evans back in as Elwine had to leave. Right side, it's Evans. Evans will go against Payne, back his way out, give to Porish. Porish has a mismatch there. If he can get down towards the basket, Bohannon, no, gives it back up. In the middle, there's Ganey. Ganey back outside. Evans wants three over Payne. No good. Ball tipped out. Moting controls. Had it knocked away. Gets control, though. And Huron will get another opportunity. Long three for Ganey. Got it. Needed that one. C.J. Ganey delivered a long three. Huron back up by a dozen. Back comes Sexton in the middle. Payne running the floor for a layup. And right now, you see Jefferson getting a lot of high-percentage shots. Payne answers, and the lead is 10. 41-31 Huron, 5:37 to go, third quarter. Evans out on the right wing, takes a couple of dribbles. Comes cross-court to McNeil. McNeil on that left side, back up top, Porish. Porish goes underneath to McNeil. McNeil trying to back his way in. Hands it off to Porish, cutting to the basket, and lost it. He had trouble handling the ball. He got it out to Ganey, and Ganey couldn't handle it. Elwine back in, so good news from that standpoint. Elwine comes back in as McNeil off, and are we going to get a timeout? We are. Timeout here on 5:17 to go, third quarter. Here on up 41-31, timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
Feel good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic smoke to complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by L.Y. Brothers, Air City Boost, Carl Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Splinter Pantries in Huron. L.Y. Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
KIJV. 5:17 to go in the third quarter. Huron 41, Jefferson 31. But Huron's been kind of slogged down here since the last couple of minutes of the first half. And Jefferson, after trailing by 19, they have it down by they're down by 10, and they do have the ball. Unzen in the front court starts the drive. Now backs away from Moting. Straight man here by Huron. Way outside Fields, comes high post, flips back to Fields, and Fields traveled with it. I think he was thinking about a three, and he was also thinking about using a Payne screen and shuffled the feet, turnover back to the Huron Tigers. Nearing 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Huron with the ball. Evans going away from me. Elwine, quick release three, right wing, no good. And Fields steps in with the rebound. Huron's went cold from that three ball. Into the front court, Sexton on the baseline. In the middle, there's Payne. Counted, he's fouled. Again, Payne starting to get himself open underneath and just got to get a body on him and get him away from the basket. Payne with 5 points here in the third quarter. And Jefferson has it down to 8, 41-33. Free throw is good. And it's a 7-point game, 41-34. Huron with 4:44 to go, third quarter. Evans at the top of the key, looking to Ganey, hands it off to CJ. Trying to post up, can't get it in right now to Elwine. And Sexer knocks away from Elwine. Elwine will pick it up, take the long three in the corner, no good. Rebound, Evans up and in. First bucket of the game on the putback by Carson Evans here on up nine. Back comes Jefferson quickly. Sexer lost his balance but kept control enough to get the ball back to Bohannon. Hands it off. Unzen up top. Backs it out. Bohannon right side. In there goes the Fields on the baseline against Elwine. Puts the shoulder down. Shoots over. Elwine banks it in for two. Payne with 8 points in the third quarter. He's got 10 in the game. And again, the lead cut to 7, 43-36. Evans hands it off to Ganey, top of the key. Ganey stops, bounce pass Elwine on the left baseline. Spins, gets away from Sexer, leans in, count it. He's fouled. Spin move, he got away from Sexer. And a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play for Blake Elwine. Dawson Sexer with his first foul, third team in the quarter on Jefferson. Here on up 9 with a free throw pending for Blake Elwine. Blake 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Free throw is good. Elwine with 9. Here on back up by 10 with 3:40 to go, third quarter. Fields comes left side to Sexer. Back up top Fields as Jefferson sets it up. Again, they've been getting Payne with good looks on the low post. Payne comes up to the high post. Left side, they get it back to Bohannon. He'll drive, go hard to the hoop, and a foul going to go on Evans. Evans came over to try and help out as Bohannon got by Porish. Evans picks up his third personal and two free throws pending for Tyler Bohannon. Has not scored in the game. His first trip to the free throw line. First free throw is good. 46-37, again, Huron's lead cut to 9. Ogle into the game, replacing Evans with those three personal. Swenson going to come back in for the first time in the second half for Sioux Falls Jefferson, replacing Fields. One more shot for Tyler Bohannon of Jefferson. It's good. 46-38, 8-point lead for the Huron Tigers as Ogle will bring the ball up. Basically, whoever Payne is guarding, that's who brings up the ball. Elwine isolated there on the right side will drive in on Sexer. Feed in the corner. Ogle wants three short. And Sexer up high with the rebound. And Jefferson a chance to get a little closer. Bohannon on the baseline. Kick out Swenson. There's Payne on the baseline against Ogle. Payne starts to put the shoulder into Ogle, backs his way in, has Elwine there, now finally puts up the shot, no good, ball, Moding can't quite get the control of it, oh, last touched by Bohannon, and boy, Jefferson really didn't like that call, and I will say I am a little surprised that Huron gets possession, but I got DeSpiegler, the official down there, looking at the Jefferson bench saying, hey, I saw it. He's pointing at his eyes saying, hey, I saw it. So Huron gets the ball back, still leading by 8 with 2:42 to go in the game, or in the third quarter. Moding on the right side, goes baseline to Elwine against Sexer again. Elwine starts to back his way in. Kick out. Moding wants three. Left elbow. Got it. Gavin Moding, his first three of the game. His first bucket since the first quarter. He's got 5. Huron back up by 11. Unzen thought about the three. Gives it up to Jones, who's back into the game. Sexer on the left side. There goes to Payne. Low post. Oh, he had a man open underneath. Didn't see him. Payne going hard to the hoop. Jump hook for two. Payne just controlling the paint right now. He's got 10 points here in the third quarter. 12 for the game. 49-43 for Elwine. There's an answer. Hello, Blake Elwine. Hits a deep three off the right wing. Here on up a dozen, 52-40 inside of 2 minutes to go, third quarter. There's the screen. Unzen can't get the three off. Get it off the right side. Swenson up top. Ball is nearly and is stolen away. Nice defensive play, Colton Ogle. Ogle is back door off of Moding, but right to Porish. I think Moding caught it on his mug. It came off him, but he had the presence of mind to find Porish. Colton Ogle starts it. Porish finishes it. Here on back up 14. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways.
So unnoticed visual problems can impact the child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today. The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Full timeout taken by the Huron Tigers. The Tigers stretched the lead back to 14 after Jefferson got within 7. Come out of the timeout, McNeil holding Haig back in. Haig for the first time in the second half. Jefferson will bring the ball up with Swenson. Huron looking to show a little trap here this time. Jones gets it into the front court. Now still by the timeline, Swenson cross court. Sexer has it on the wing. Now Jefferson will settle into the half court offense. High post, way up high is Payne. He'll dribble to the right. Look back door, not there. Here's the cut. Sexer to the hoop. Blocked by Elwine, and then Elwine tried to hit it off Sexer. Sexer loses it out of bounds here on ball. Nice play again by Blake Elwine. You think you're far enough away from him, and he just kind of gets up there and swats it. Sexer thought, you know, Sexer did the right thing. He was going away from him. But still a point for or the possession to Huron as we hit 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Huron up 14. Handed off to Elwine. Gets a screen. Elwine, free throw line, picks up the dribble. Now has Porish on the right wing. Up top, Elwine, deep three at the key. Got it. Blake Elwine coming alive. He's got 9 points here in the third quarter, 15 for the game. And quickly, Huron back up by 17, 57-40. 40 seconds to go, third quarter in the middle. Swenson gets over to Unzen on the left side. Work the perimeter in the corner. Sexer against Porish. Dribbles back up. Left side, baseline, it goes to Payne. Payne trying to go in on Haig and bowls over Haig. Jump hook, no good, but missed the shot. And we have a late whistle, and they're going to call a block on Haig. That's a tough one to take because Payne is forcing all the contact. The whistle came way after the play, and Haig kind of talking to one of the officials, but he's not talking to the one who made the call. It was looked to me like it was one of those where if it went in, they would have let it go. But again, Payne is doing all the contact. The Huron defender's doing none of it. First foul on Haig. First free throw good for Payne, who's having a big third quarter here. Now 11 points as he leads Jefferson in scoring. Second free throw is short. Rebound Porish. And shot clock is off. 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. Huron can hold it for one. Gainey out near the timeline. Gives way to McNeil. 12, 11 seconds to go. McNeil back up between the legs. Dribbles off to the left. Hands it off to Elwine. 6-5. Elwine will drive. Finger scoop for two. Count it. And he's going to the line. Elwine and Payne have been kind of dueling each other. Elwine goes up to 17 points, 11 here in the third quarter, and a chance for the and one. The foul is on Mason Payne, his first. And Huron back up by 18 with 3.8 seconds to go in the third quarter. Elwine with the free throw. It is good. Huron equals their biggest lead of the game, 19 points, 3-2. Daniel Jones, right side, 40-foot shot is short. We head to the fourth quarter. Huron 60, Sioux Falls Jefferson 41. Timeout of 1 minute on Dakota Sports. Timeout, 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
New Year Blowout
clearance sale at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. Over 200 new and used in stock. Save over $2,300 off of Buick Envision. New Chevy 1500 Crew Cab. Save $6,500. Get a GMC 1500 Crew Cab with over $7,700 off. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at top? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron.
Dakota Sports KIJB, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
We head to the fourth quarter. Huron up 19 and have possession to start the fourth quarter. Haig right back to Moding. Huron sets up the half court. Moding dribbles off to the right. Fields on him, and Moding almost lost it out of bounds. Saved it. Gets it to Blake Elwine way outside. Elwine drives. Gets by Jones in traffic. Missed the shot. Rebound out of there, and coming out on the push is Dettler into the game. Here comes Fields. Goes right into McNeil. Offensive foul. McNeil draws the charge. Offensive foul on Dettler. It turns over to the Huron Tigers. Huron 8 of 13 from the field in the third quarter. And Jefferson 5 of 9. Long pass down the floor. And McNeil gets fouled hard going to the basket. Hey, Dettler just said, I'm not going to let you get an easy layup. It was the press. And then they just threw over the press to McNeil flying down the floor. Colton will go to the line to shoot two. McNeil hit back-to-back-to-back threes in the first quarter. That's been his 9 points in the game, but he really got Huron off to a good charge. First free throw is short. He'll get one more. The foul on Dettler is his first. Second team already on Jefferson. We haven't played 30 seconds of the fourth quarter. One more shot for McNeil is good. McNeil in double figures, I think, for the first time this season. He has 10 points. 61-41, the lead 20. Biggest lead of the game for Huron. Bohannon has Fields up top. Gets Jefferson into the offense. Come off to the right side. Bohannon again. Bohannon pulls up with a three. Got it. Swish. Bohannon, his first field goal of the game. He's got five. The lead 17. Moding breaks the press. The front court shovels it off to Haig. Haig back up top. Here's Porish. Tried to go back door. Couldn't get it to Haig. Porish in the corner. Pulls the trigger for three. Way off the mark. Rebound tapped out. Elwine with the rebound. Misses. Second try up and in. Elwine's done that a couple of times. Just keeps going. Using that 6'8" to his advantage. Here comes Bohannon. Leans in, and a foul going to go on Huron. It looked like Haig was actually trying to get out of the way there as Bohannon came flying into the lane. Foul may not be on him. We'll see. That's on Porish, but again, kind of an unsung play there by Holden Haig. There could have been a nasty spill, but he got out of the way as Bohannon was up in the air, and he could have taken a spill off of that. Foul on Porish is his second. Gainey in, Haig out for Huron. 63-44, Huron leading with 6:47 to go in the game. In the girls, win in overtime, 50-48, knocking off the number two team, Jefferson. Second free throw is good. One out of two for Bohannon. He's got 6 points. 63-45, Huron's lead back at 18 with the ball. Porish in the backcourt. Full court pressure. Gainey got to get it across the timeline. He does. And gets Huron into the offense. McNeil on the left wing. Dribbles down towards the baseline. Cross-court pass, dangerous, but got it to Gainey. Gainey launches a three, in and out. And Fields steps in with the rebound. Fields into the front court, right side Bohannon. Steps back, wanted the three. Nope, he's going to give it to Sexer. He thinks about the three. Now just sets it up. Come off left side. Dettler now in the corner. Sexer. Work the perimeter again. Right side it goes to Bohannon. They're trying to get it to Payne again. Left side, 10 seconds on the shot clock. Fields three is way short. and it comes straight down to Elwine. Blake will bring the ball up himself, give way to Ganey on the left side, drives on Payne, goes with the reverse layup short. I think he was further away from the basket than he thought, and then Ganey's going to compound it with a foul coming up the floor. Again, a nice drive. He went right around Payne, but I think he thought he was closer to the basket than what he was. And the ball will go back to Jefferson. In for Jefferson is Dane Quick. He was in for a little in the second quarter. I believe this is his first appearance of the second half. 5:40 to go in the game. Huron's up by 18. Left side Quick. And there's Ganey, nearly gets the steal. Bohannon controls. He'll drive. Go baseline to Payne. Shoots over Elwine. Too strong. Elwine made him change it. Rebound Huron up the floor. Ganey on the left wing holds it back. Up top now Moding. See if Huron shows a little more patience in the offensive set. Quick out there with Moding. Moding dribbles off to the right. They have a double high there. Bounce pass goes to Elwine on the baseline. Elwine back door wide open. How do you see Porish? Great pass by Blake Elwine. I have no idea how he saw Porish cutting to the basket. Huron up 20 inside of 5 minutes to go in the game. On the baseline, Sexer kicks out, throws it away. Elwine with the steal. Elwine up the floor, left side, threw it behind McNeil. Elwine saying it was deflected, and the official agrees it'll stay with Huron. 4:48 to go in the game. Huron up 20, 65-45. Bounce pass is stolen by Jefferson. Nice play over there by Dettler. Sexer into the front court. Back to Dettler on the right side. Bohannon takes three on the right side short. Rebound tapped out and controlled by Elwine. Here comes Ganey down the floor. Nice bounce pass running the floor. McNeil for the layup. What a pass by Ganey. And here on up 22, 67-45. Dettler kicks back to Bohannon. Nice catch, Payne in the corner. Dettler wants three short. Rebound up high and Porish grabs it for the Huron Tigers. Elwine gets the ball into front court. Stops top of the key. Gets tied up by Sexer. Ball deflects right over to Moding. 4 minutes to go in the game. Huron up by 22. Ganey at the top of the key against Payne. Hands it off to Moding. Now Ganey again. He'll take the three right wing. No good. Rebound tapped out and a foul going to go on Quick. And the ball will stay down on the Huron Tiger end. That'll be the third team foul on Jefferson. Evans in and McNeil out for Huron. We have four new players into the game for Sioux Falls Jefferson. Unzen is back in. Whiting is back in. I think I saw DeAndre Garrity over there. I think that's his first time in the game. Swenson back in as well. Long three for Elwine. Rims in and out, and Whiting there with the rebound. 3:45 to go in the game. Huron up by 22. Top of the key. Right side. Quick wants three. Got it. Dang Quick gets the three ball. The lead is at 19, 67-48. Full court man-to-man. Evans comes over to get the ball as he's being picked up by Whiting. See if Huron, again, use some patience. Use some shot clock here. Left side. Moding goes baseline to Ganey. He's got the post up, flips back to Porish, fakes, drives, goes in over Unzen, no good. Rebound, and Evans fighting, gets it in traffic, kicks it out to Elwine. Porish open for three, no good. Evans this time going to be called for the push-off. Got one offensive rebound, couldn't quite get to that one. And the ball will belong to the Jefferson Cavaliers. Oh, Carson Evans just fouled out. Didn't even realize that. Evans fouls out of the game, scored 2 points, but he was asked to provide muscle underneath and did a good job of it. But he comes out, Colton Ogle in for Huron. As we're down inside of 3 minutes to go in the game. I think all the starters are off the floor now for Jefferson. Quick at the top of the key. He'll drive, kick out baseline. Swenson left his feet, then had to kick it out to Unzen. It's going to be controlled by Ogle. Ogle gets it into the front court and then gets fouled as he was being triple-teamed. Foul going to go on Jefferson. Still no bonus, and Huron will inbound it. Foul is on Ethan Swenson. That's his first. Next foul on Jefferson. We'll put Huron in the bonus. Huron up 67-48. Have led pretty much wire to wire here. And up by 19. Led by as many as 22. Jefferson did get within 7 in the third quarter. Kind of forget that now. Low post goes inside to Porish. Backs his way in on the baseline. 5-footer. No good. Tipped up and in by Ganey. CJ so athletic. He's in double figures with 10. And the Huron up 21 with 2:08 to go in the game. Work the perimeter. Unzen at the top of the key. Bump and a blocking call. Going to go on CJ Ganey. That'll be his second. Now we're going to see some new Tigers come into the game. Not sure how many quarters we have available on the bench. There's been some injuries down in the lower levels. Bubba Peterson into the game. Hoig back in. Elwine comes off. Porish comes off with 2:01 to go in the game. Huron up by 21. Both teams will need the bonus the rest of the way. And Hag steps in, gets the steal. He's heading back the other way, takes it in. Missed the layup. Oh, holding a great everything except the shot. And Jefferson has the ball back. Left side, there's Ganey with the steal. He's down the floor. He'll take it in. Reverse layup misses. Followed up by Moting, no good. Rebound Hag, he misses. 3 shots, no points. And Jefferson will clear the board. Huron's does not have a good percentage here in the fourth quarter. Shot up, foul going to go on Huron. Trying to remember everybody who had a shot. There was 3 shots that last time down the floor. I know Haig had one. I think Ganey had one. I'm not sure. Going to Haig too, why not? First free throw is good for Jose Unzen. His first point. Colby Hofer, Logan Leyendecker in the game now, so all the starters are off the floor for both teams with a minute 29 to go and Huron up 20. Second free throw, no good. Rebound battle, and Haig will control for the Tigers. Peterson into the front court. Bubba gives way to Ogle. Ogle at the top of the key. Ogle drifts off to left, gives to Colby Hofer. Hofer, free throw line. Bounce pass back to Peterson. Peterson, crossover into the paint. Kick out to Leyendecker. Baseline underneath goes to Ogle. Nice ball fake, and he'll take it in for an easy deuce. Ogle with 5 points in the game. Huron up 71-49. We're inside of a minute to go in the game, and Huron on their way to the win. 3 for Unzen is good. Jose gets his first bucket of the game. He's got 4. Probably the last possession for Huron if the shot clock goes down far enough. Hofer goes baseline to Haig, right back to Colby Hofer. Hofer comes back up, top of the key, drifts off to the left. Looks inside, and the ball deflected, I believe, by Quick will still be here on ball. We're down to 13 seconds left on the shot clock. Huron moves to 6-4 on the season. They go to Watertown on Tuesday. We're home and away with Watertown, by the way. Girls will be here on Tiger 95. Boys will be on KOKK. Ball thrown away on the inbounds. Quick with the steal. Shot clock off with 24 seconds to go in the game. Swenson, baseline. There's the 3. It's good for Garrity. Garrity off the bench gets a 3. And now Huron can just dribble off the clock. And they'll notch win number 6 halfway through the season. Huron Tigers defeat Jefferson. First time the boys have defeated Jefferson. Of course, only the 3rd meeting. Tigers 71, Cavaliers 55. Huron picks up the sweep of the varsity with Jefferson here this afternoon. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. Gary Zell Auto Glass post game is next on Dakota Sports.
Ford on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
The Huron Tiger post-game report on Tiger 95 is brought to you by Gary Dell Auto Glass. Here's the voice of the Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Well, a nice sweep for Huron Tiger basketball today. The girls game, the girls knock off number 2 Sioux Falls Jefferson in overtime, 50-48. And now the boys do the job, pretty much lead it wire to wire. Did have to go through a kind of a stagnant stretch there in the third quarter, or late second, early third quarter, but then took control again, and they win it by 16, 71 to 55. So Tigers move to 6-4 on the season, while Jefferson drops to 5-6. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update here, and I have Coach Bud coming up here shortly, and we'll talk about this game and also name our First National Bank player of the game. Boys AA Finals, Stevens 59, Brookings 38, Watertown 50, Rapid City Central 38, Huron 71, Jefferson 55, I guess we know that, Brandon Valley 61, Aberdeen 40, and late in the game, Roosevelt leads O'Gorman 57-48. Girls scores, Mitchell edged Harrisburg 46-44, number 2 and number 3 in AA both lose in girls today, but of course Mitchell's ranked 4 themselves. Rapid City Central 50, Watertown 46, Rapid City Stevens 59, Brookings 46, O'Gorman 59, Roosevelt 21. O'Gorman just didn't let anybody score the basketball, and Brandon Valley defeated Aberdeen 56-31. And that is your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes and come back and run down the stats. Wait for Coach Bud. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Quarter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Postgame Show. Gary and Michael Dell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Autoglass does chip repairs, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Autoglass in Huron.
The HRMC Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Gary's Auto Glass post game continues here on Tiger Boys. Complete the sweep of Jefferson today, 71-55. The win here this afternoon for Jefferson. Again, they're now 5-6. Yep, 5-6 on the season. A loss last night to Harrisburg, lose today to Huron. Jefferson had one in double figures. Mason Payne with 13 points, with just 11 of that coming in the third quarter. A lot of guys got in the score sheet, and they had a lot of bench points. Daniel Jones had 7 off the bench, 6 points for Ethan Swenson and Tyler Bohannon. Just trying to read this real quick. 4 points for Jace Unson. And 7 points, Daniel Jones. 3 points for Jordan Dettler, and Dane Quick had 3 points. That's the total for Jefferson. For Huron, 20 points for Blake Elwine, 17 for Anderson Porridge, 12 for Colt McNeil, 10 for C.J. Gainey, 4 in double figures, 5 points for Gavin Moding, 5 for Colton Ogle, 2 points for Carson Evans. Shooting in the game, Jefferson was 18 of 45 for 40%, 8 of 20 on the 3 for 40%. Free throw shooting, 11 of 19, 58%. For Huron, 27 of 61, 44%, 12 of 28 on threes for 43%. Just 5 of 7 free throws. Huron only shot 7 free throws. Didn't really realize that till now. Rebounding today, Jefferson had 30 rebounds. Huron had 33 for Jefferson. 30 rebounds, but it looks like nobody had more than 3 for Huron. 33 rebounds and 9 for Blake Elwine. Huron with 12 turnovers and 15 for Jefferson, and those are the numbers as the Huron Tigers get the win with the final here at 71-55. You see, the boys are out on the floor, so Coach Bud presumably on his way up here to talk about this one. Again, we'll select our first National Bank player of the game, and, well, then we're a day off tomorrow, day off Monday, and get set for Watertown home and away on Tuesday again. Girls are at home Tuesday, so that game will be here on Tiger 95. The boys on the road, they will be over on KOKK on Tuesday. So our first official home and away, Lincoln, a week ago yesterday was supposed to be home and away, but got snowed out. So this will be our first home and away. And actually, we're down to just 4 of those stupid mere scheduled games, and I hope we just get rid of those completely at some point. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes, come back as we continue Gary Zell Auto Glass post game on Dakota Sports.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! The school year places a heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways, so unnoticed visual problems can impact a child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
And back here at the arena, Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame continues. Head coach Tim Budnagan joins us here. The Tigers cruise 71-55. And coach, nice to play with a lead. You know, a few things happened in there. Bottom line, the quick start, we hit some threes. Anderson Porish was hot at the beginning. Colton McNeil was at the beginning. Four guys in double figures. We had a lot of contributions.
Yeah, guys that, you know, guys that all of a sudden the other team doesn't know about. I'm sure they know about Anderson, but Colton's hit those shots before. They put 50 on him. We just said, hey, Colton, you got to shoot the ball. And then all of a sudden, boom, boom, three just like that. And then we said, hey, you got to cut. You got to pass. You got to cut to the rim. Did a nice job. Andy came out, got some threes going, got some cuts to the hoop, got some post-ups. All those things, you know, that he's versatile enough to, you know, get done during the game. I think we're starting to feel comfortable, more comfortable offensively. But again, once, like we said, once you rely on that three time and time again, it kind of becomes fool's gold. You kind of rely on that a little bit too much instead of getting a post touch and an easy one, especially when there's damage control. The team's coming back. They had it within seven. And then we just got to find a post touch. Get it inside because we have a size advantage. And then everything works through that low post guy.
You know, and that's the thing. We were up by 19, and give Jefferson credit. They just didn't lay down. I think it was an 8-1 run to end the first half. They were within 12, as you said. They got it down to 7, and, you know, it just felt like we were a little stagnant. You mentioned the 3 points, but just overall, we just lost a little focus there for a while, but again, only a stretch of about 2 minutes in the end of the third quarter, we got it back quickly.
Yeah, we did, and credit our guys because, you know, Jefferson came out that second half. They came out physical, got into us. Fortunately, we got guys when they have 50 in, 50 didn't want to guard full court. So, fortunately, we got dudes that can handle the ball, get us into an offense.
I can bring up the ball on that.
I don't know about that, Duff, but if you say so.
I got hops.
If you say so. But, you know, then we can get guys, you know, in the offense. We can set screens when they're being physical. You know, we got bigs that can handle it, shoot it. So that just plays to our advantage. And we're going to have the same advantage against Watertown inside.
You know, bottom line is, you know, we're starting to see some things click here. The defense has been ahead of the offense here for most of the season, but now the last two games we've been scoring the ball, and that just frees us up to maybe take a few more chances on defense and not feel like everything is crucial. Everything is crucial, but, you know, when the offense is now starting to come around, that's what we've been kind of waiting for. And at midpoint of the season, that's a good sign.
Yeah, well, absolutely, because now we got multiple guys hitting threes. You know, Footy, Colton Ogle, Colton McNeil, you know, the rest of those other guys. But we got guys coming off the bench hitting those threes where we didn't have that early in the year. So now we went from scoring 48, 50 to now 70, 67. You know, so that's the big boost now. Now you have a little room for error where you can take those chances on defense and have that gunslinger mentality. Hey, we got to make things happen instead of letting things happen to us. And I thought that's the biggest jump right now. Make things happen and then don't let them happen to us. And that gunslinger mentality like we talked about.
First National Bank player of the game, a big apology to Colt McNeil because we thought hard on him too, but Anderson Porish is our First National Bank player of the game. You know, he's a ninth grader. He doesn't look like a ninth grader. He doesn't act like a ninth grader. Day one this season, he was in the starting lineup, and, you know, nothing seems to faze that kid. His expression never changes.
No, Andy's expression never changes, and we'd like for him to talk more, especially on defense. And we got to get that out of him. He's finally saying stuff in the locker room. Hey, they do this. So he's watching film. He's doing his job by watching film.
The last freshman he had, start Kobe Bush, had no problem talking.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So we got to get more Andy just to step out of the box a little bit, become more communicative. And he's been doing that in the locker room because he does watch film. He's saying, hey, this is what's happening. So we're starting to think the game now, not just play, but think the game. So it's kind of getting fun to coach again because now we got our basketball IQs getting a lot better.
You know, great atmosphere today, great win for the girls to start things off, and like the noise here today.
Absolutely. You know, Cody did a heck of a job, you know, against Jefferson. The girls ran the game plan, hit timely shots. He did a fantastic job, and then, you know, our guys, you know, played their tails off, and good things happen when you play hard and you play smart and you play aggressively. So we got to continue that mentality, like I said, and then not rest on our morals. Make sure that we're ready to go for the next one now, because that looms huge right now as well.
So now Watertown, you just mentioned a little bit ago there, they remind you a bit of Jefferson?
Yeah, they do, just not as big inside.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got the number 4 on the outside, and then they got Kranz, number 10 on the outside, that can, you know, that can get to the rim, rip and go. They got some big physical kids, 6'1", 6'2", not 6'4", 6'6". So we have a little size advantage on them. Now can we take advantage of it? And then a tough place to play, Watertown.
Well, how was that 0-4? Was it 10 guys ended up down there? Is that what we had?
10 guys, yep. That was nice to see. A lot of them I haven't seen for a while. Even if they live in Huron, I don't really get to see Adam, Chad.
I was told Matt Roeder came the longest. He's somewhere in Iowa.
Yep, he was here. Gavin, you know, I don't see those guys enough. So it was great to see those guys today. And then we'll see them a little bit later on, and get to reminisce a little bit.
Well, great win here, Coach. Halfway through the season, 6-4. Would like to add one or two wins, but hey, let's see now if we get the second half is a little better than 6-4.
Yeah, absolutely. Our goal is to get to 10. We got 4 more, so that focus point right now.
My goal is 13.
Okay, that's your goal, but I got to be steady the ship. We only had 7 last year.
Hey, so I'm the realistic one here.
We had 7 last year, and I think they had 3 the year before, so we gained 4. We're just trying to take another step forward, get to double digits this year, and hopefully we can get that done.
Tim Budnagan, head coach of the Tigers. Tigers win it 71-55, a sweep of Jefferson this afternoon. A final timeout, 2 minutes, and we'll wrap it up here on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.